mother, since I'm going to have her on the show in about a half an hour.
She was fine to me.
Leah's mother got me so worked up, I brought Frida in on purpose, and I said to Frida, do you want to meet the biggest C in the world?
She said nothing rude to me. Sorry.
You know, maybe that's the cunny code. You know, maybe when they meet one of their own.
Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
First son of a beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast.
That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You're very good, you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, it's that time when I get to announce the name of... Well, the secret's out of the bag. My biological father, ladies and gentlemen, I call him Pappy. My paw. Here is Bill Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Well, I'm sure you've probably heard by now I'm a little upset with Bill.
Why?
Well, as you know, we spent the weekend together, and now I've got honeymooners excited. But a big shout out to my man JD, and good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hellcat, and all the ships at sea. Hey, there's an element of meanness in them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Robbie.
I'm glad you got a chance to say hi to your friend JD.
Thank you. And hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast and nationwide. We are syndicated via the Westwood One Radio Network. Don't laugh, they're not out of business yet.
Not a bit.
Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode coming at you on Tuesday. October 24th. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. Thank you, Timmy. 877-365-3636. 877-365-3636. What can I say, bud?
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, welcome to our world.
Yeah.
Welcome to our World Series world.
Won't you come on in?
Welcome to our world of number one ratings.
Miracles, I guess.
Welcome to a world of management that loves to crap on us.
Yes, the management that gives and takes away.
Step into my heart.
We have been looking forward to going to Game 4 tomorrow night.
Leave your cares behind.
We were tremendously excited about it.
Let's go, Matt.
Welcome.
With you in mind. Let me see. My brother's going to be calling in with a problem in just a moment, so I want to make sure that we announce this now here, gentlemen,
right,
before he calls in with his dilemma. You'll remember last week on the show when we were wonderfully rewarded by our audience here in D.C. on WJFK FM with number one Arbitron ratings.
It was a very good day for this show, as we have the highest rated show in Washington, D.C., and we are forever grateful for that.
And, you know, frankly, we wanted a prize for the people who run the station, and they gave us nothing, but then a day later, they came up with two tickets for Game 4 of the World Series, with the thought that we'd be going to New York tomorrow,
go to the game tomorrow night,
right,
and then broadcast the show on Thursday from NEW in New York.
We were delighted with that. We loved the idea of going up to New York in the first place, and in the second place, being able to go to a, you know, a series game at Shea Stadium.
Right, and if the Yankees would happen to sweep, I'd have to be on the toilet on Thursday in Midtown Manhattan, and we had a giant live show planned.
You know, perfect.
All of this is past tense. We had a giant show planned for
exactly
Thursday live from WNEW, inviting people to come down from the New York area, from the tri-state area. Well, today, I got a phone call, a last-minute phone call, of course, last-minute as always, saying, hey, listen, when you guys come up here, where are you going to stay? And I looked back at the phone quizzically, and I
who was the one that made that phone call?
And I said, well, actually, it was Charlie, who was passing on a message from someone at WNEW. And I said, well, we generally, you know, don't book the hotels ourselves when we come up there. You know, somebody from the station does that.
Even last week, there had also been a controversy about the accommodations that, to the best of my knowledge, had been worked out.
Well, they hadn't been worked out. And what they finally ended up telling us is, well, actually, there were two alternatives. The first alternative was, well, there are no hotel rooms available in New York.
Right.
You know, which I know is bull-ass, because we've been to the Super Bowl before, and I think the Super Bowl's as tough a ticket as a Subway Series, and we know that the hotels hold back rooms.
There are no hotels available for the company we use.
Yeah, there's no, listen,
there's never anything available for the company we use.
There's no hotel rooms available who will give CBS the corporate discount.
Exactly.
Basically, that's it. So they said, but here's what we've come up with for you guys. Now, keep in mind, New York is jammed. What we've got is roughly an hour and a half to 2 hours outside the city for five guys, two hotel rooms.
Thank you.
And the thought was that since Mike and I are best buddies,
right,
we could bunk together.
Oh, lovely.
And then because you guys get along so well together,
oh, yes,
it could be Rob and Charlie and Buzz.
Three guys in a room, you know, designed for two people, max, who happen to be married to each other.
A room designed for one married couple.
Yeah,
right.
For a married couple, exactly.
Not even single beds, one double bed.
Right, oh, exactly.
So, you know, I said, listen, you know, please, I think I speak for Mike when I say, you know, love him, work with him for 15 years.
Yeah. We feel the exact same way on that. We don't want to be like rubbing up against each other's feet.
I mean, we don't need to do Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Absolutely not.
We also don't, you know, want to be, you know, an hour and a half outside of the city.
Yeah, 2 hours outside the city.
No, just sorry. Just right. Doesn't, you know, and you know, that's what they say. So if it's an hour and a half, you're talking 2.5-3 hours outside of the city.
Right. I mean, seriously, maybe out of the tri-state area is where they have us booked at this hotel tentatively.
Right. We're an hour and a half outside of the city where we are right now.
So I said, listen, there's no way.
That's a good point.
I said, there's no way that, you know, I'm going to stay with Mike 2 hours outside the city, and you're going to put the other three guys in a room together. Just get us a room in the city. And then they came back, they called back, and at this point I was actually talking to the gerbil, and the gerbil said, well, it's just tremendously crowded. Everyone has Subway Series fever. You know, and I mentioned to the daft prick that all of this was brought up on last week's show.
When they probably could have had an easy time of it. And let's be honest, one of the things that we enjoy about going up and doing the shows at WNEW is that where our studios are located, there also happen to be 1 million hotels.
Right, and, you know, we had not even planned, this was a week, because we knew that New York was going to be jammed with the Subway Series. This was a week that we had not planned on going up to New York. We were not going to go up till next week. Well, they gave us the tickets to the game and said it would be a good idea for you guys to come up and broadcast to get a feel of New York for the Subway Series. We said, you know, great. Mm-hmm. But as it turns out, there's nowhere to stay.
You had mentioned this earlier, and I think it should be mentioned, that this is a city that is very accustomed to having major events simultaneously all over the city.
Sure.
So as far as space available, what we're dealing with here is a financial question. Uh-huh. I don't believe a question of space. I think because of the Subway Series, the hoteliers, as I will now call them, want to, you know, jack it up a little bit and, you know, the good people that get our rooms for us.
Right, they don't want to pay.
Exactly.
So, listen, the deal is we're not going. We're not going. We won't be up in New York doing the live show till next week. What this does mean, though, because, you know, I don't care if we can't go to the game. We're going to give our tickets away to somebody today on the show so that somebody from the greater New York area can go sit in the upper deck, and of course they're upper deck seats.
Of course they are.
They are. Section 22, row F, seat 13 and 14 at Shea Stadium. We're going to give those tickets away today. Oh, do you have a comment, Mike?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
There you go.
Don't know if that's sponsorable.
I think maybe not.
But a nice editorial slant.
Thank you. Yeah, that was. I made my statement. That's all that matters.
So we're going to be giving those tickets away. Those tickets courtesy of Budweiser, the official beer of Major League Baseball. How about that? They didn't even buy the tickets. They traded the tickets out.
Of course. Hey, but, you know, our loss is some lucky fan in New York's game that, you know, on Wednesday night, some lucky fan in New York's going to be able to go see the Subway Series. And I think that is the only bright spot in an otherwise very dismal situation.
So what we're going to be doing is at some point today, we'll open up the phones and we'll take caller 100 from New York. You call NEW on the NEW phone line. They'll get your information and boom, you get the tickets and you have a great time at the game in our place tomorrow night. As a matter of fact, I think that since the actual letter we had from Ken that said we would have two tickets to the game and a car,
I think that counts, that this person will get limo service to and from the game.
Yes, whoever wins these tickets should get the full treatment, the same treatment that you and I were going to get.
And a hot dog.
And that's what said the letter. It said a hot dog, a car service, and two tickets to the World Series.
So that seems to me to be the car picks you up, you get the tickets, and two hot dogs at Shea, $40 cash.
So we'll give those away at some point today, and I hope the good people of New York can appreciate the fact that we are giving away our prize to you.
I'm sure.
You know, what are we going to do with them?
Right?
We've got two tickets to the World Series.
Yeah, and, you know, we appreciate the ratings going up in New York City also, so that's our way of saying thank you.
But it's just typical.
Yeah, it's typical. You know, and you know what it is? It's the last minute way everything's done by those people up there.
Hold on, the hotline is ringing.
Oh.
I bet this is my brother. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Oh, please don't tell me that these phones are screwed up again.
Again.
Hello. Well, Lisa, put it on hold, please. Somebody else keeps picking up the hotline every 2 seconds. Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Ah, there he is. I knew you'd be calling about this time.
Oh, hi. Okay. You told me to call back.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hey,
everybody. It's my Earth Dog brother, Jimmy. And I happen to know why he's calling.
Is everything all right?
Oh, yeah, everything's fine.
Good. Everything is fine. Jim, as you know, is a trucker. he's an over-the-road trucker.
Hey, rolls that trucking convoy across the USA.
You know, follow me on this one. He's unemployed. He's getting unemployment, but he's working. He's getting cash under the table.
Common practice in the United States.
To drive a big rig truck. He was supposed to be driving to San Francisco this week, but as it turns out, he called me early this morning, and he is in Portland, Maine.
Ah, beautiful Portland, Maine, home of one of our great affiliates.
Right. The mighty WZAM.
Absolutely.
And you already met some people who listen to the show, right?
Yeah, last time I was up here for 4th of July weekend. Remember when I was up here before?
Right, so
I met some people, and the lady that I had to get directions from today, she listens to you guys.
So let me put a plea out to the good people of Portland. How long are you going to be there, Jimmy?
Just till tomorrow morning. We unload tomorrow morning.
Okay, and
There's no damn truck stops up here.
All right, now, is it just you or is your girlfriend with you?
Jamie's with me.
Okay, so it's my brother and his girlfriend.
Right.
If there's anybody from Portland that wouldn't mind my brother spending the night at their house tonight.
No, I'm not doing that.
Please call now.
We're going to go get a hotel room.
No.
You know, you ought to stay and get some of that Maine hospitality. Maybe somebody cook you a nice lobster.
I'm not in Portland, no.
How about a nice lobster dinner?
Well, I thought you were in Portland.
No, we're in Bath.
Well, how far is that from Portland?
15, 20 miles.
Is Bath a little south of Portland?
North.
North of Portland, all right.
Well, listen, I'm sure
right around Yarmouth.
I'm sure somebody from Portland is listening to us, and they know where the hell Bath, Maine is, and I'll tell you that it would be an opportunity to have a real-life celeb spend the night in your home. I can vouch for the fact that my brother is a good man with a good heart.
Yes, right.
He would be no problem. He wouldn't take anything.
No, he's clean. He's decent. Honest.
As a matter of fact, you'd probably be able to spend the better part of the evening spinning tails for you.
Hey, Jimmy.
What?
If somebody was to put you up in their home, would you have to have a smoking requirement? Would you have be able to smoke in their house?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So really what we're looking for is a smoker. You know, a smoker who...
You mean you couldn't bend the rules to where you could just do like Frieda makes you do and step out on the patio to have a cigarette?
You'd rather smoke.
I don't
like,
know.
Would you?
I said Jamie wants to go get a hotel room up in Bath, but where our trailer is. So.
Well, no, now listen, hold on. The original call that I got today was from my brother. Now I don't know. Were you asking me to pay for the hotel room today, or?
Oh no, no.
Okay, because the feeling I got was he said, "Hey, I'm in the Portland, Maine area. I'm going to be here through tonight. There are no truck stops."
Yeah, because at a truck stop, man, we could at least take a shower, you know, and get cleaned up.
We've got nowhere to go.
I got the big sleeper.
For anybody that might be opening their house to you, when was the last time you took a shower?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
You need to get cleaned up.
Yeah.
So listen, Jimmy, if there was anybody nice enough from the Portland area who would open their doors to, and I wouldn't call you a stranger since you've been on this show.
Yeah.
So many times for so many years, a lot of people think that they know you.
Yeah.
Well, let me just put you on with a guy right now. Here's a guy from Portland. This guy's name is John. Hey, John.
Yes.
John, buddy. Hello. Say hi to my brother Jim.
Hi, brother Jim. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
It's an honor to talk to you and Don and Mike from Portland, Maine.
How would you feel about? I don't want to impose here, but how would you feel about letting my brother spend the night at your house?
Well, what I've got is a motel accommodations. If that would be acceptable for some situation. We run a trade and barter company, and I've got a couple clients that could put him up in a motel situation.
Oh, you've got a motel, so you've got free motel rooms?
Yes.
Hold on, I like the idea better of him staying with listeners.
I sure do, too.
Hold on just a second.
Don't let me do that.
Hold on, John.
Some wacko.
Hold on a second, please. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Wake up.
Pardon me?
We'll never wake up.
That's the funniest thing you've ever said, Jimmy. You'll never wake up. You have that eternal, tranquil sleep of the dead.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Charlie.
Charlie, are you from Portland?
South Portland.
South Portland.
Now, this is a real Mainite right here. How you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing just fine. You think you can put Jimmy up?
I sure can.
There you are. That's fantastic.
Where you up in Bath?
Yeah, I'm up in Bath.
Yeah.
He could certainly drive his rig to wherever your home is.
Yeah, sure. Just come across the Casco Bridge.
Yeah, Casco Bay.
Yeah.
And you know, what's your name there?
It's Charlie.
Charlie. Now, listen, Charlie, I would be glad to give you out of our prize coffer, you know, $100 and some prizes and stuff, if you would put my brother up for the night.
Oh, I wouldn't have a problem. I'd be more than happy to do it.
Charlie.
Yes.
Well, what kind of accommodations do you have?
I have a three-bedroom home.
Yeah.
In South Portland, Maine. It's right next to the local highway and stuff like that. So easy access.
That's good.
Do you have a shower my brother could use?
Yeah, I think we can manage that.
Are you married, Charlie, or do you live alone?
I'm married.
He's a married guy. Look at that.
Are you a smoker?
Nope.
Oh, dear.
How would you feel about the fact that my brother smokes about 5 packs of cigarettes an hour?
We'll have to deal with it.
Have to deal with it.
That's good.
Well, Jimmy, I think you should take this nice man, Charlie, up on his invitation.
South Portland's a ways away.
Listen,
it's not that far away.
Listen how picky he is.
South Portland's not that far from Bath.
I got in Bath at 6:30 in the morning.
You're a goddamn hobo looking for a place to live. I mean, and you're a truck driver. Just get up in the morning and take that Viver and stuff and drive.
What do you do? Are you up at the shipyard up there, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm at Bath Ironworks.
Bath Ironworks, where they
they just went back to work.
Yep. All right.
All right. Well, listen, I think it's wonderful that this guy's called and offered to open his home to you, Jimmy.
Well, I appreciate it, too.
All right. Well, then, great. It's a done deal. And, Charlie, we would expect a full report from you on tomorrow's show to tell us what type of a house guest my brother was.
So, does he want to go out on the town?
Do you want to go out tonight, Jimmy?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Jimmy. Wouldn't it be fun?
Yeah, the answer is yes. Yes, he does.
Okay.
Yes, he does.
I'll take him down to the old port. Portland.
That's good. That's a beautiful area down there.
And Charlie, listen, at the very least, let your night out be on me.
Gosh.
I'm very serious about that.
Okay.
Let me pick up the tab for that. Take Jimmy to the finest Red Lobster that Portland, Maine has to offer.
I don't think they have any more in Portland. They have any more Red Lobsters? Or they all left town.
They all left town.
Or, you know, take him to Sizzler or whatever the finest chain restaurant is.
Chain restaurant. They have good diners up there, Don. You know, like mom and pop shops. If you want to do that.
You know, take him to TGI Applebee's or whatever it is, and
TGI McFride again.
And have a good margaritas up here.
Let me ask Jamie.
Oh, he has to ask his girlfriend.
You want to get down to South Portland?
I said, what are her options?
Hold on.
What are the options for my brother's girlfriend? You either go to this nice man's house or you sleep in a truck tonight.
Great hospitality up in Maine.
Yeah, Charlie, you're a wonderful man.
Nicest people in the world.
Hello?
Hello?
Jamie?
Yes?
Hi, this is Charlie.
Yes, hi, Charlie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
He's a nice...
You're going to come down to South Portland and spend the night?
Oh, that sounds great.
Fantastic.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is so nice.
That is so happy.
And South Portland's right down in all the restaurants and the nice little shops and all that area down there.
Well, I'm sure that Jim has a good time down there then, too.
Good. Well, don't make messy on Charlie Sheets tonight, okay, you kids?
What fun is that?
Charlie, tell us a little about yourself. Do you have what's your wife's name? Do you have any kids? All that stuff.
My wife's name is Tina, and I have one child, a 10-year-old daughter.
All right.
And she's in fifth grade.
Can't get any more normal.
I agree. My brother has a kid who's about the same age.
Great.
Have you run this by Tina yet there, Charlie?
No, I haven't. she's a good lady, and she'd love to do it.
Oh.
We both listen to the show.
Okay.
Well, that's great, Charlie. Thank you. Charlie, hold on. I'm going to have to get some information from you that can be passed on to my brother. So hold on just a second.
Sure.
Hold on. Charlie, thank you again for your hospitality.
Oh, you're welcome.
It is wonderful.
You know, it's a shame Charlie couldn't put us up in New York.
Yeah.
You can go to your ball game then.
Hey, would you put Jim... Hey, buddy.
Hey, what?
Listen, here's the deal. You get to stay at that guy's house tonight.
Oh, okay.
Go out to eat tonight. Go to the finest chain restaurant you can find. Everything is on me.
Say that again?
Go to the finest chain restaurant you can find. Have anything you like to eat or drink.
Yeah.
Please, for the love of God, be on your best behavior.
Oh, man.
Easy on the swears.
Yeah.
Okay?
I don't swear.
Easy on the swears.
Yeah, there's a 10-year-old kid in that house.
And how old is Rachel?
Eight.
See,
wow, the same thing, then.
Roughly the same age.
Sure.
I have. Okay. have a good time, and remember, while you're staying at this man's house, you're representing all of us here on the show. But have a great time tonight.
I hope you wake up tomorrow, Jimmy.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And if not, it's been nice talking to you. Been nice knowing you. Been nice having you as a brother. Just in case I wake up tomorrow and I see that there's been an awful murder in Portland, Maine, and all they have are body parts everywhere.
Hey, see if Tina can make you some blueberry pancakes in the morning, Jimmy.
Okay.
All right, dude. Listen, hold on, because Lisa's going to get the information from this guy, Charlie, with his phone number and where he lives and everything.
All right. Well, let me talk to you off the air, too.
Oh, you need to talk to me off the air?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on a second. Let me take him off for a second.
What did you get me into, bro?
Okay, you're off the air. Yeah, I mean, I'm still on the air, but your voice is not on the air.
What Jimmy's saying right now, he's asking Don if he can keep his guns at Charlie's house.
What do you mean you don't know?
Oh, now he doesn't know? He likes the hotel.
Come on.
Is he wimping out?
Yeah. But I mean, but why call me in the first place this morning? He was just giving me SHI.
So he doesn't really want to stay at a guy's house?
I think you can trust this guy.
Oh, I know he can't.
Now, come on. It'll be fun. It'll be an adventure for you. Okay. All right. Hold on. I'm going to put you back on the air. Hold on a second.
Okay.
You know, seriously, if we're going to pick any area of the country where we'd want to do this little experiment, I think your odds are pretty good up in the Maine area.
Yeah, he's all for it now. He's okay with it, right?
What's that?
You're okay with this, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Jimmy, are you really worried?
Not worried.
Well, what's the problem?
I don't know.
I've
never done this before.
It's just strangers, right?
Yes.
You're hanging out with strangers. I think you and I probably be the same way, but it'll be fun.
All we need to do is get a shower. That's all we need.
All right, well, listen, you know, if that's all you decide that you'd like to use at this guy's house, a shower, that's fine. But I bet you get there.
Yeah.
You hook up with him. You meet him.
He wants to go out. He wants to show you Portland.
Oh.
So it'd probably be a good chance for you guys to, you know, have a nice night out on the town.
Okay.
Yeah, probably nicer than the night that you would have had with Jamie, right? I mean, if they had a truck stop in Portland, that's where you'd be going, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well then, you know, stay in a real house with a real roof on it and everything.
A real warm bed. With leather whips and chains on the walls.
I think you can trust this guy.
How do you know?
Well, I don't.
Okay.
Well, I don't.
Right, Wayne Gacy was a clown at kids' birthday parties.
Listen, I think I can trust him, and I'm willing to gamble on your life and your girlfriend's life.
You're willing to gamble on our life. Okay.
Yes, that this guy is a straight shooter.
Okay.
Okay?
You'll know. I mean, you get a sixth sense about stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
You know, if anything happens, I promise that I
will...
Would
you stay at somebody's house?
Come again?
Somebody's
home? We have a bad connection, man. No, listen, I wouldn't even stay in the same hotel room with Mike tomorrow night. No, I wouldn't. But then, on the other hand, I wouldn't have called you in the first place.
Right.
Say, hey, I'm going to be up in Portland and I don't have anywhere to stay.
I was just busting your balls.
Okay, well, listen, I think, if you're really uncomfortable with it, don't do it.
Yeah, I think I'm uncomfortable. So is Jamie.
Aww. But what about just meeting the guy and just eyeballing him and seeing how it would be? And all of a sudden he appears to be totally normal.
What about just using his shower and then going out to eat with him?
You got
to
have dinner.
Let me get his number and I'll give him a call.
Well, why don't you just commit to just go out to dinner with a guy?
I mean, that can't hurt you.
All right. I don't know how far South Portland is from here, though.
Jesus Christ, what a pain in the ass you are.
No, I don't know how far it is. I'd have to go look at the atlas.
I mean, you're in Bath now?
Yeah.
So maybe it's a half hour away.
All right.
A little more than a half an hour.
Okay.
It's a free dinner for you. Okay.
Are you on Route 1?
We're on 217.
Oh, okay. All right. You're not that far away.
Okay.
Yeah, come on. It'd be a good bit. It'd be a good bit for the show.
All right.
And you know what? You'd really be doing us a big favor by, going up there and spreading the good word about our show.
And, you'll probably have a good time because, I mean, you are going down to the area, that area that's nice.
Oh, okay.
It's a fun area. I mean, that's Portland's where you want to be. I mean, lots of stuff to do.
I mean, if you're worried about this guy, decapitating you and putting your head in a freezer or something, just go out to dinner with him and just, use his shower facilities.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
Well, let me get his number and I'll give him a call.
All right. Hold on a second. Hold on, please. Jimmy, trust me. You're going to have a good time.
Okay.
Now, if he was in Caribou, Maine, then I'd be a little more worried
for
him.
Hold on a second, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on a second.
Come to my cabin in the woods.
Hold on a second. Hey, Charlie, you're real nice.
What's that?
I say you're real nice.
I can't hear you.
I say you're real nice.
Oh, thanks.
And,
And Mike's right. If we were up in Caribou, I would be nervous, too.
Absolutely.
And at the very least, take my brother out to dinner. Let me pay for it. Anything you guys want on the menu, have yourself a couple of adult beverages. And, if he feels oogie, let him sleep in his truck.
All right. Well, we'll have a good time. He'll be fine.
All right.
I totally have faith in Charlie.
And Charlie, if you'll hold on, give your number to Lisa.
Okay.
We'll need to talk to you tomorrow to get the recap of everything that happened tonight.
All right.
All right, beautiful. Charlie, again, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for taking in my wayward brother.
I hope someday I can get down to D.C.
Now, you come by and visit.
I want to come see one of your shows.
Now, you come down and visit anytime, Charlie.
Absolutely. Right. You can come down and stay with Rob A.
There you go.
Stay at Rob A's house. Thank you. Hold on.
Sounds
please.
Good.
Hold on, Charlie.
Thank you.
All right, Lisa, well, let those guys swap phone numbers now.
It'll be around New Year's, and you'll be saying, I haven't heard from Jimmy in a while.
All right, Lisa, that's Jimmy on the hotline. And that's Charlie on line number 5.
Charlie.
All right, Charlie. Good old Charlie.
There you go, Charlie.
Well, I can't figure out why else my brother would have called me this morning. I mean, normally if he wants something, he just comes out.
Right.
And he asks for it. He said, hey, can you, could you give me a hotel room? I would have said, sure.
So Charlie comes to their doorway in the morning, bathrobe open, fully turgid. Who's ready for some flapjacks? Here we go there. I already butted your biscuits.
I'm not sure Jimmy would be adverse to that. He's a swinger.
Have you met Jamie, the new girlfriend, or just on the phone? Have you?
Just on the telephone. Just seen her on... He has one of those little cameras on top of his computer.
Oh, okay.
So I've seen she's a good-looking girl.
That's got to make it easier doing that kind of long-haul trucking with, traveling with your significant other.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, so there you go. There's Charlie and my brother Jim, and thanks again to Charlie for his wonderful hospitality. Please don't hurt my brother. And let's see what happens on tomorrow's episode.
All right, kids. Now we're going to put you in the lobster steamer. Yeah. I got the fire over here. You get in the pot.
Oh, that's grand.
That's funny.
That's grand. Okay, hey, listen, did you get the guy's number?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll call him up and set it up.
Oh, okay.
And if it's dicey tonight, call me. I'll be at home tonight. If the guy scares you or something, call me.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay. But block my number so he doesn't know what my phone number is.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, have a good time tonight.
Yeah, we'll see you later.
Oh, come on, you'll have a good time.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you one of these days.
Jimmy, that'll be fun.
Okay.
Come on, it's a free meal.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Enjoy your long, long rest.
The long, eternal sleep
of the dead.
Of the dead.
Thank you.
All right. Go call that guy, okay?
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Hey, Charlie? Charlie?
Hello? Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to let you go now because my brother's going to call you up.
Okay, great.
Okay, don't be afraid of him.
I won't.
He kind of looks like a cross between Kurt Cobain and Jesus, if Jesus was real hungover.
Oh, God. Okay.
But he's got a real good heart. He's a good guy.
I'm sure he is. We'll take good care of him down here.
All right, thank you very much, Charlie.
All right, we'll see you later.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Charlie's in his kitchen right now, sharpening knives. Yeah. We'll take good care of him. Yeah. We're looking forward to having him over for dinner.
Talk to you tomorrow, if at this time tomorrow you're not halfway through Canada already.
That's Charlie Lecter.
With my brother's arms hanging from the back of his truck.
We got another souvenir coming over. He's a taxidermist.
My brother's penis hanging from his rearview mirror.
How do you like this trophy? This was the brother of a radio guy. There you go. It's my best one ever.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
And he was never
again. Listen, I'm going to trust on the kindness of strangers.
Sure.
Here.
Sure.
I'm gonna trust your brother's wife.
Yeah, sure, of course. Mm-hmm. I'm going to count on the kindness of the strangers, kindness of others. Yeah.
No, dummy. You're not putting yourself in that spot.
Well, that's right.
He'll have a great time. I bet he has a fantastic time.
Hey, you know, if you feel zooky, don't spend the night at a guy's house. Just, you know, go to dinner with a guy.
Yeah. He'll go good with fava beans.
Yeah. All right. Goodbye. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Well, we'll all be able to hear the results on tomorrow's episode.
Good. Hello, Jim. Hello, Jamie. I've been waiting for you. Welcome to my home in South Portland.
And, you know, I told him that today when he called. So this was not a surprise to my brother. When he called me this morning and he said, hey, dude, I'm in Portland. They have no truck stops up here.
I think if he was by himself, I think it'd be no problem. I get the impression that, you know, his girlfriend's a little uptight about it.
You know, and I said to him this morning, would you need me to give you, a credit card for a hotel? No, that's fine. But we have no money. We have nowhere to stay. And so we'll call the show. You know, I'm sure there will be some nice family from Maine.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be glad to open their doors to you tonight.
It's a lovely town. I mean, it's not a small town. It's kind of a small city, so he'll do fine in there. You can hide in a small city.
Yeah. What's the murder rate in Portland, Maine?
Murder rate is very low.
Very low?
The entire crime rate in the state of Maine is very, very low.
How many people this year killed in Portland, Maine, do you think?
I am not sure.
And I'm not talking about your car accident variety.
Yeah,
I'm talking
about murders,
bludgeoning, that kind of stuff.
I don't know. He probably had 8 to 10 murders a year in Portland. Something like that.
Man. Well, good. It's almost near the end of the year. Maybe their quota's full.
I'm not sure where they have more murders in Bangor or Portland. I'm not sure. But they got great lobsters, too, up there.
But anyway, have a great time, Jimmy. And thank you again, Charlie. And, of course, F you to Ken Stevens and Jeremy Coleman. Thanks for effing us out of our prize of going to New York to go to the World Series tomorrow night.
But our screw job is the listener's benefit.
Yes, right? That's right. Since we're going to give those tickets away today. Before we do a break, let's call Ken.
Very good.
Let's call Ken and thank him for this wonderful gift.
Thank him from the bottom of our hearts.
Let me see. Ken Stevens. He is at, what's the speed dial? Never mind. Hold on.
666.
Hold on. What's the speed dial? I got it right here. 1120.
Will you please try your call again?
Thank you.
Calling Ken Stevens.
He's in Philadelphia.
Grand Poobah.
Call him and tell him, thank you.
Probably where he wanted us to stay, Philadelphia.
Benny Broadcasting, love your wife. We can help you.
Now, hi, baby. Ken Stevens, please.
Hold on, please.
Thank you.
That's our friend, right? Up in Philadelphia?
Yes.
We have fun with her.
Yes. WYSP, just another of Ken's radio stations that the show should be broadcast on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should definitely be on that station.
That's another carrot he likes dangling in front of our noses.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Ken Stevens' office.
Hi, is this Maureen?
Yes, it is.
Hi, it's Don and Mike. Is Ken?
You know what, Don? Can you hang on for a second? He's on the other line. I'll let him know you're holding.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I wonder if she's seeing a man about a cufflink. I always wonder when Ken's on hold.
If he was on the phone with Carmi, she would have said,
right,
he cannot come to the phone right now.
He cannot be disturbed.
That is when Ken barricades himself in his office,
right,
with his shrine to Carmi.
Not being there would be a grave mistake. Come on! Hey, come on!
It's the Halloween season. All the Halloween commercials are on the air.
This is a carrot that he loves dangling in front of us. This WYSP, the station that he manages in Philadelphia.
Don?
Yes.
Ken, I'll have to give you a call back, or do you want to try him back in a few minutes? He's going to be tied up for a while.
Okay. Could you just take a message? Tell him thanks for nothing.
Okay.
Thanks for nothing. That the World Series tickets were nice, but since no one could find a hotel room for us, we can't go.
And we're giving them to New York listeners.
So tell him thanks for nothing.
Okay.
And also tell him this is a flip of Mount Maureen. Tell him all the stuff he told us not to talk about yesterday, we're going to talk about today.
We're really not, Maureen, but we're. But just tell him we're going to.
But tell him we are. Don't tell him that we're not, but tell him that we are.
Don't make me lie here.
Okay, well then tell him that we are going to talk about the stuff that he told us not to talk about yesterday.
That's what we're telling you to tell him.
Okay.
Okay.
I will pass that along.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Because I don't even think that we mentioned it. Yesterday we had an episode of the Ken Stephens Show.
She's an honorable woman, isn't she? Don't make me lie here. Smart lady.
All right, but technically...
She's lying for Ken.
Of course. She's probably lying for him right now. He's
absolutely
probably passed out on his desk right now. Technically, we won't discuss exactly what Ken said not to discuss, but we are discussing
right. The
fact that he did discuss stuff with us yesterday that he doesn't want us to discuss on the radio.
So that's scratching the surface of the forbidden territory.
Right. During yesterday's episode of the Ken Stephens Show, which incidentally, if you're playing along at home and paying attention to this, did feature the infamous... Back in.
That's right. Ken left the room, waited, came back in, and it was a long delay this time, halfway down the hallway before he decided to make his return entrance.
As a matter of fact, he came into the office, he talked to us about some stuff, then he shifted his weight from one foot to the other foot, then he talked about some more stuff, then he left the office.
And then it was the world-famous Ken Stephens re-entry.
When he came back, just to say, hey, listen, what I was talking to you about... Don't talk about that.
Right, and we save it now. We don't make our funny faces right away after he leaves the room.
That's
because we know he's going to be coming right back in. And this yesterday almost caught us again. He waits longer and longer every single time.
Yesterday we had a side bet going then on if he would re-enter
right.
a third time. He never came back a third time.
No, but it was a big delay between the exit and the re-entry.
But we figured out that between the exit and the re-entry, he must have walked virtually...
All the way to his office.
All the way down the hall to his office. Then turned around
right.
and slunk back.
Yes, and we mean slunk.
Right, you know, because he crawls on his belly like a reptile.
Slides down the hallway.
Right. So thanks, Ken. Thanks very much for that wonderful ratings prize.
One of these days, Steve Irwin's going to catch him in a trap.
Thank you. Thank you, Kenny. Listen, if you're listening to us tonight on NEW, we're not going to give away the tickets right now, for God's sakes.
No.
I can give them away later while the game's on, so you got to listen to the show while the game is on.
Right on.
And we'll tell you when to call in later to win the World Series tickets. Now... Call 100.
All right.
With a prize package we've selected especially for you. What, Buzz?
I just wanted to tell you that I've not been able to find the city breakdown, but in the state of Maine, about 25 murders a year.
Which would mean probably 8 to 10 in Portland would be about accurate.
Sounds
and
about
Bangor
right.
probably be a... And then, you know, the other outlying areas sure. like Caribou.
Good. And those are just all the murders that go down on record, right?
That's the only ones they have track
as
of.
As opposed yeah. to, you know, like if... For instance, you're just to kill a guy and take his body out to the woods and dig a hole.
No evidence.
I would, you know, if Charlie happens to be a lobster fisherman, you know, I would imagine that human body parts would make incredible bait.
Wonderful bait.
Put in a bait bag.
Buzz, does it break it down as to whether it's Maine residents being killed or visitors to the state?
No, it's not broken down by tourism. No.
Okay. Our phone number is 877-365-3636. You be the 100th caller right now, and good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I hope I've done justice in presenting what I think is rewarding about emergency medicine. Now, with the time we have left, anybody have any questions?
Do people really come into the ER with foreign objects stuck in their rectums?
I don't think that's the kind of information people are here for.
I wouldn't mind hearing.
Oh, really?
Okay, yeah. Sometimes it happens. What's the weirdest thing you ever took out of somebody's rectum? Bowling trophy.
They're not mad at you. They're
they're mad at the dirt. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, just ahead of a call 100. Let me get this guy on first. This is the guy who's the program director of our station in Portland, Maine.
Ah, very good.
It is Doug.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Who's the PD of WZAN in Portland. Hello, Doug.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
How's it going?
It's going great, thank you.
Well, I hear your brother is in our area.
Yes, he is.
Well, we would like to send your brother and Charlie or whoever else wants to go along. We'd like to send him out to dinner in South Portland here. We're actually in South Portland and have a nice place where we've got some parade and could send him out.
Oh, no, that's
isn't that great?
That works out even better.
That's why
this is
a great affiliate, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way good affiliates do it.
That works out even nicer. Beautiful. Thank you very much.
And we average about 20 murders statewide every year.
Yeah, so Buzz had that just a minute ago, absolutely.
All right, well, thank you, Doug.
Sure.
Hold on, we'll get that information, and you could give that to Lisa, and she can pass it on to Jimmy and Charlie. And listen, if you want, why don't you join them for dinner?
I just might.
That's a great idea. They'd love to have you, I'm sure.
I can think of nothing to make that a more enjoyable dinner than having a program director.
Yeah.
Sit down. All right, thank you, Doug.
All right.
Hold on a second, please. Hold on, see?
That's terrific.
The nice stuff just keeps happening.
That's great.
My brother's really going to hate me.
You know, though, he might dig it. They might end up having I think, you know,
they get a nice free meal. Charlie doesn't have to worry about paying. It's going to be a nice evening.
Yeah, he'll have a good time. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Just remember my motto, pay it forward. That's all I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Pay it forward.
You're paying it forward.
Oh, and incidentally, sometime on today's show, I'm going to give away the secret ending to that movie.
Oh, very good.
Just because I think at this point, that's what people expect of me.
They think it's your duty.
They expect the fact that I'm going to give away the secret ending to movies.
Okay, it's a very significant ending, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm going to give it away at some point.
You've seen the movie?
No. But
how do you know the ending?
I know some people who've seen it.
Who shared the ending with you?
Yes, who shared the ending with me.
You have no intention of seeing this movie, do you?
No, I've been told by some people who saw it that it's a piece of garbage.
Really?
That at best it's like a CBS Sunday night TV movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I heard about Pay It Forward. That
even with your lady in it, Helen Hunt?
Even with Helen Hunt, which rhymes with...
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow. But anyway, I'm going to reveal that ending at some point during today's show, and it'll just be...
Out of the blue?
In the middle of a discussion, I'll just say, hey, the ending to Pay It Forward is...
This. Okay. So listeners will have to just be close by the volume controls if they don't want to know it.
Right. Listen, and I'm only doing it because I think it's now what people expect from me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there are still people who are still pissed at me about The Sixth Sense.
Yes.
And that one I didn't even give out till the movie was on goddamn video. And the reason I think I should give away the Pay It Forward now is that Pay It Forward is going to be a giant flop.
It's stiffing? Is it stiffing at the box office?
Opened in third place, isn't it?
Fourth place.
Now down to fourth.
Fourth
now.
Place. It was Meet the Parents, Bedazzled, Remember the Titans, and then Pay It Forward.
Wow.
So
pretty amazing.
It's going to be in the Dollar Theaters pretty soon.
That poor little kid. I guess he's not going to get any more roles. That little kid from the 60s.
Haley Joel Osment.
That poor little kid.
Yeah. Does it have something to do with him?
Might. It might, Mike.
Really?
It might.
You know, the other day when you were doing that, and I was going la la la, and but you hadn't given me any of that information about the movie being really
crappy. I was telling Rob A. off the air what the ending was, the secret ending to Pay It Forward. And Mike didn't want to hear it. Put his fingers in his ear and did that la 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 thing.
Yeah, because I was thinking I might go see it, but if it's getting these kind of mixed reviews,
mixed,
you know. Okay. I like Kevin Spacey. I like Helen Hunt. I like, what's his name? Haley Joel Osment.
Listen, here's the thing, though, with Kevin Spacey, and I think that there's no finer act. Hold on. Make a mental note. Get back to this. What's your name?
Georgine.
Sorry, Georgine. I totally forgot you were there. My apologies.
That's okay.
Where are you calling from?
Baltimore.
You are the 100th caller.
The
DVD copy of Diamonds Are Forever,
ooh,
the ultimate James Bond collection, now available on VHS and a classic special edition DVD. Thank you for listening.
Well, thank you. You guys are great.
And thanks so much for calling. And now everybody in New York, you get the same prize. No series tickets yet.
Right. Yeah, just stand by.
We'll give away the exact same DVD now to the 100th caller at 877-692-1027.
Very good.
Okay, here's the thought that I have about this movie, Pay It Forward. Kevin Spacey, who is one of those actors that generally I'll go see any movie he does because he's so fantastic.
Right.
Here's the thing. He's playing, I'm not giving away a secret here, you've seen the ads. He's playing a guy,
a burn victim,
horrifically scarred, okay? That, to me, is the equivalent I've always told you that the easiest role in any movie is like when Tom Hanks played the retarded guy in Forrest Gump.
Right.
Or when they had the movie about the retarded guy that married the retarded girl.
Right.
That those are the easiest roles to play. Same thing with if you're playing someone with a, especially with a disability like that.
Where there's makeup involved?
Yeah. Where all you have to do is get your face made up to make it look like you've had a burn or something. Mm-hmm. Immediately you get the audience's sympathy. Hold on, who's calling? Hello?
Hold on a second, they'll be right with
you. Who is it?
That's Ken returning your call.
Oh. Ken Stevens.
All right, well, Ken can just hold on a second. I want to finish my point here.
Yes.
My point is, like, just like I thought the same thing when I saw A Man Without a Face with Mel Gibson.
Where he was horribly burned.
Right. It takes no acting to play those roles.
But, go ahead. Have a good look. Because, I remember that in that movie.
Because the face does all the acting for you.
The makeup in many movies, I agree with you, is, takes over. And can be significant.
I think Kevin Spacey's a much better actor than a guy who has to resort to wearing, you know, makeup. How about for your next movie, be a retarded guy who gets burned? Mm-hmm. That way you could really coast. To be no acting involved.
So what you're doing, in a way, is you're saying it, you don't like overt sentimentality in movies. I heard Kevin Spacey talking about this role. And he mentioned that. He said we had to be very careful, and maybe they didn't succeed in this, they had to be very careful about the sentimentality and not go over the edge, because audiences, you know, see right through that.
I do like some sentimental movies. I like that one where Jack Nicholson was, and Greg Kinnear was the homo guy with Helen Hunt. That,
right, right. Yeah, that
as
was
good
done,
as it gets.
That was done very subtly. Yeah.
That was a sentimental movie, though.
Right, right, exactly.
I did like that one.
But I know, you know what you're saying is you don't like it when it's kind of like over the top. You think it's almost too easy.
Yes.
And it's going for the cheap emotional impact, you know, where a lot of movies don't do that.
And again, I'm speaking out of my ass because I haven't seen this movie, but I simply have heard that it's very much like a Valerie Bertinelli CBS Sunday Hallmark Hall of Fame, except for this, ooh, surprise ending.
Some movies that go over the top with sentimentality I like Rudy.
I know, well,
I don't know why I do
you
like
you cried
that.
When you saw the movie Rudy. God, that was so gay of you.
Yeah, it was very gay of me, and you know, I don't go by Rudy now where I don't watch it. It's and you know, it is exactly the kind of movie you're talking about that goes completely over the top. And but if you go way too far with that, you can really, and I think Rudy went way too far. I just like Rudy.
There's the other Rudy. Hello, Ken Stevens.
Hey, hello.
Hello, hi.
Hi, Ken.
So I have this message here. It says, thanks for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. And does it say anything else?
Thanks for the tickets you gave them, but since you didn't get them a hotel room, and I can't read the rest. And then it says, and the things you talked about yesterday, they will talk about on the air.
All right, now, for the record, we
so you knew it would take a threat to get me to call you?
Okay. Before the record, we haven't talked about those things. We just talked about the fact that you had things that you wanted us not to talk about.
And we thought that would get you to call us right away, and obviously we were correct.
Right.
I would have called if just on the thanks for nothing. But
okay, well,
okay. All right, well, that's something. We'll make a note of that.
Well, then, let me just say it here to your face on the telephone. Thanks for... absolutely nothing.
Now, how can you tell? Tickets to the World Series.
Yes,
that are limos, going to be the whole. What possibly? What are you talking about?
Well, I know that there are some lucky listeners in New York who are going to be thanking you for that.
There are, according to, I think it's Michelle, who handles the travel. There are absolutely no hotel rooms. No hotel rooms. But Richard, the limo driver, the guy who drives us around, he was able to come up with two rooms, an hour and a half from New York.
Now, there's no hotel rooms for you?
Correct. Now, keep in mind that there are five of us, and the thought was that five of us would stay in two hotel rooms 1.5 hours away from the city.
No. Well, listen, this is when I did the deal, or when I got you the tickets, what I was told, and I think we had this conversation without the detail of price, was that I could get you those deluxe hotel rooms we discussed. They were just really expensive, and me being the cheap guy that I am, I have no problem putting you in those rooms, but the rest of the crew would have to find cheaper accommodations.
And again...
I left those in all of that in the hands of someone else. So.
We had,
I even know what the price of your rooms was going to be.
Well, we had no problem with you shuffling the other fellas off to Long Island or wherever it was going to be, but...
I think the problem might have been, Ken, that once that... And I do remember that conversation. Once that was done, whoever the person was that was supposed to take care of that, if they had taken care of that when that decision was made, which was last week... towards the end of last week, but or actually the middle of last week,
yeah.
Then that probably would have been an easier deal. I think that they started thinking about that perhaps...
Today.
Yesterday at the earliest.
And there's no room.
Well, wait, just in case, when did you tell them... Well, you told me that the next day you were going.
Yes.
Oh, we wouldn't known that we were going since last week.
Everybody's known that.
So someone there has... Ruined my gift, is what you're saying.
Yes,
although... not booking you the hotel.
But, you know, I should say that your gift will be enjoyed by...
Yes, we're going to give the gift away today to two people who listen to us on WNEW.
And just to double check, since you offered the car service to the game and all that, the listeners will enjoy that too, right?
Well, I assume I still have a car. If I didn't get the car, if I didn't get the hotels, did I get the car?
I don't know. I'm not your secretary. But we...
Well, you seem to know better what's available than I do.
We have already said on the air that whoever wins the tickets tonight, listening to us on WNEW, will get our World Series tickets. We'll get the car ride to the stadium. And I believe you also wrote in your letter a hot dog. So you will be buying each of our winners a hot dog also.
All right.
And I think we, you know, in a city like New York, we can get some kind of transportation for the people out to the game.
Yes. Well, I don't know, Mike. Apparently it's impossible to find a hotel room. Absolutely impossible. Impossible.
Heads will roll.
Heads will roll. Okay.
Heads will roll.
All right.
If you identify the guilty party for me off the air later, I'll...
Do I have to tell you the guilty party?
Well, if you'd like to see someone suffer.
He buys most of his clothes at the Salvation Army. He lives in Greenwich Village. He would lose an arm... wrist thing, you know what I mean?
An arm wrestling match?
Arm wrestling with olive oil.
Right.
You know who I'm speaking of.
Have we made it clear?
Let me give you another hint.
I'll go from there. To talk with... I love Jeremy.
I was just playing the tape that says I love Jeremy. Listen, beyond that, I don't know who it is. But
so Jeremy will know who it is what you're telling me.
I guess. I don't know. And it's not that we want to get anybody in trouble, because that serves us no purpose. It's just we wanted to thank you personally. Thanks.
Well, now you made me feel bad.
Thanks for handling the details on that.
It was a good gift at the beginning.
Well, I'm sure that some lucky listener will enjoy that gift, Ken.
Well, that's a good thing anyway.
That is the silver lining.
And we also can't come up there, you know, to do the show now tomorrow. You know, we miss out on all the excitement of the Subway Series and stuff.
Well, I saved the money on the expensive hotel rooms, I guess.
Yes, you did.
Ah, there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
the real
silver lining.
That's the truth, okay? That is the truth.
Bottom line. Yeah. All the heads will roll speeches.
That was
outside.
Bull F. 100% bull F. You know that someone brought the purchase order by Canada and said, what?
Absolutely.
No,
what is this?
No,
what?
That's not true. I knew the price of those hotel rooms when I got the tickets.
Then it was just somebody dragging their feet.
Really? What was the price, just out of curiosity?
It was $800 per night each.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
can you tell us the name of the hotel?
No.
No, he can't.
Okay.
No.
All right, well, I would have loved the opportunity to stay once in my life in a hotel that cost $800 friggin' dollars a night.
Would have been a big thrill. Hey, do you think, maybe to make it up
and
for us...
I assume that was separate rooms, by the way.
Hey, Ken.
So $1,600 a night.
Hey, Ken?
Yes?
You think maybe to make it up for us, even when the World Series is over, we could stay in one of those places that's like $800 a night?
Can I think about that?
Yeah, that'd be a great way to make it up to us.
Can I think about that?
It'd be a great way to make up make this situation right.
That's cold, man. That's cold.
Because, I mean, even in a non-World Series week in the great city, New York, Gotham, you could certainly find a hotel room at that price.
That's cold. Jesus, can I think about it? Okay.
Well, I'm still recovering from the earlier abuse, but I guess that would be fair, wouldn't it? Since I didn't spend the money that I promised, I could
be very fair.
Future.
Right.
As a matter of fact, we're coming up next week.
And, you know, I think all of this
Or can you just stay four nights in a $200...
you know what I think, really? I think all of this really comes back to Ken. I think that Ken is passing the buck here, but I think what happened was, I don't doubt that the room was $800 a night.
Right.
That when it came to him, he said, I'm not paying $800 a night for those schmucks to stay in a hotel. Find them something cheaper, you know, and then, as it turns out, the person from NEW didn't even find it. It was Richard, the limo driver, who found these two rooms an hour and a half outside the city, and the deal was supposed to be me and Mike sleep in one room together, and Buzz, Rob, and Charlie sleep in the other room together.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
It's not even close to true.
Well, I think it's a marvelous situation that can be rectified next week.
The only thing I'll admit to is that if, you know, I had to put the other guys up out in the country to pay for your rooms, I would have done that, but I didn't think you'd object to that.
No, we didn't. Ken, all I got to say to you is pay it forward.
Pay it forward, Ken.
You got to pay it forward. You got to make up for this. You got to pay it forward.
Even sideways.
Will that convince you that I was sincere the first time?
No. Well, you know what will convince us you were sincere? You come up with a nice little perk for us next week when we're in New York.
Because really, you know, I mean...
Besides the expensive hotel room?
No, yeah. I mean, that would be the nice perk.
All BS aside... We'd really been looking forward to going to the game tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Yeah, we talked about that could be the game.
Right, the clinching game. Could be if it goes bad for the Mets.
Maybe a nice bottle of champagne in each room would be
good.
Nice.
Could be. Yeah. All right, Ken. Well, listen, thanks again.
Sorry.
You never fail to amaze us. Thank you.
You never fail to fail.
Take care, Ken.
Thanks.
That's right. We never fail to fail. That's absolutely right.
We never fail to fail. Very good.
I just wanted to say that before you did.
Very good.
It's not true, but...
No. You're right. We never fail. Hold on. No, that's wrong.
Ken never fails to fail.
No, Ken never fails to fail. Yeah, I meant it the other way around.
You never fail to fail. That's what we wanted to say.
We never fail. We are the rocket.
We are failure proof.
Fail sure. Well, whatever.
Fail safe.
Fail safe. That's what we are. We're fail safe.
That's right.
Thank you.
But our health is failing.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Ken.
Friggin' liar.
Great there he goes.
Great man. And this is why he's such a great executive with CBS, because he can lie directly to your face. He can lie live on a radio show with 6 million people listening.
For those of you that think that Don and I are going to be staying in real nice hotel rooms next week.
Not a chance.
Not a snowball's chance in hell.
They're staying at the same crack house they always have a stay in New York. There's not a chance.
Not a chance. And you know, certainly, absolutely not a chance if we say nothing from this point forward. There might be a chance if we exerted pressure, but I don't intend to do that.
Yeah, but we got to be dicks about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but forget it. Doesn't mean that much.
No, not at all.
It's just like everything with Ken. You know, he appreciates the fact that our show does great. Now we're number one in the ratings. But beyond that, he's got other fish to fry.
C'est la vie.
Yeah, right. He's got other prostates that he has to massage.
Manipulate.
I understand how that goes. Ken, just pay it forwards.
Pay it forward, Ken.
Pay it forward.
You ready to tell how that movie ends now?
Or you're going
to
be like the little kid in that movie.
Uh-oh.
You're going to be dead.
Oh, no.
Killed in a knife fight at the end of Pay It Forward.
Really?
Yeah. Then why do I take such joy in this? I really do.
Because there's a meanness in you.
Who are you, Leah's mom? Yeah, his very last pay it forward is that he goes out and does something nice for a street gang, and they knife him to death.
Really?
And that's how the movie ends.
Well, that's not very sentimental.
Well, there you go. I don't know why, but I really get off on doing that.
Have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't.
Were you planning on seeing it?
Yeah, I was going to go this weekend.
You're not now, are you?
No.
Oh, come on.
There's no reason to now.
Please, Buzz. It's not like I'm giving away some vital secret about national security.
We're not giving away a prize now, are we?
No, you see the phones ringing, right?
Going.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Mark from Sacramento.
Hi, Mark.
How are you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
Hey, you know, that reminded me. Remember you guys got off Wendell Hall from a citation or a ticket, and he owed you one? Did he ever pay you back, or do you still hold that on him?
You know, Wendell's done so many nice things for us since he's been here. That doesn't matter to him.
It's a wash with Wendell. Nah, it's a wash.
Only one person that we, like, you know, hold our hands out and wait for repayment, and that's Ken.
Ken, hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
Come on, like, you were really going to go see that crappy movie?
Tonight. I got tickets already.
Oh, please. Well, what kind of a loser buys tickets in advance for Pay It Forward, like you're not going to be able to get
my
tickets?
My wife.
Like, there's not going to be a, there's going to be such a line that you can't get a walk-up ticket for Pay It Forward?
My wife bought them.
On the night when there's the World Series and the premiere of Frasier?
I gotta have sex.
Well, listen.
Hey, Mike.
What?
Gladiator is killed by Caesar. You still haven't seen that movie, have you?
You know what? I just realized, a-hole, that stings even, I mean, because I was waiting, I was only going to see it when it came out on pay-per-view, and I know it's, I didn't catch it during the summer, and now that sucks, and it completely caught me by surprise. Hello. I would not have wanted that information.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
How you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, I saw GIF this weekend on Saturday.
You saw who?
Frank Gifford.
Frank Gifford.
He was doing a like a card show type of deal there in Chantilly, Virginia.
Oh boy. Was he really?
Yeah, and it was like for Cassidy's house or something. There was a bunch of athletes there, but he was very expensive for the charity.
Yeah.
So I knew he wasn't going to let. There's this famous picture of this linebacker that takes Gift's head off, you know, and he was like refusing to sign that picture, but. I tried to get him to sign the Susan Johnson Playboy issue.
Oh, God. I was furious.
Of course.
Oh, damn.
And, I mean, there's people in line behind, tons of people there to get it.
That's funny.
And I, you know, I had him, I have a football, and he signed my football for me. I said, I got one more thing to sign. And I reached in my bag and pulled it out. Because the footballs were like 75, and the picture was like 50, you know, to find a flat thing.
Hey, pull out the Playboy.
You got balls.
And I set it down in front of him. And he was, I'm not signing that. And he looked at the person next to him and said something I didn't quite make out. And then he got up and he walked behind the curtain and he stayed back there for quite some time.
Wow. Damn, that's great.
Oh, damn, Dave.
I thought you guys would get a kick out of that.
Thank you, my friend.
Sure thing. Bye-bye.
Jesus, bye-bye. Poor GIF. He can never get away from it, can he?
Yeah, sometimes I just want to run my little Mercedes into the abutment.
Hey, Kathy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Hi.
Hey, Don, you kind of watch the MTV stuff. I was wondering if you've seen the new show that they've got in there called Jackass.
Jackass is, I think, the hottest new show in America.
Yes,
people
yes.
are talking about that all over the
yes,
place.
Yes, we like it. We endorse that show.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. When the guy went into the Chinese restaurant this weekend.
Well, is that with the poop?
Yeah, and he ordered the vegetarian. Plate.
And he had him smell that. He said, I didn't want meat in this.
And he's smelled. Like, this one got some kind of sausage in it. Yeah. Oh, my God.
They actually sent the guy in. They had a guy poop in the Chinese container of food.
No, he actually, I think it was like dog dew.
Yeah, it was.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah,
it was that they brought in.
It was excrement.
Yeah, it was excrement of some sort.
And then they bring in and they say to the guy, I don't like, this food smells funny.
He said, I wanted meat. I wanted a vegetarian dish.
Yeah, and this has sausage in it.
This has sausage in it.
There's a big poop in there.
Can you smell it? It's a dog dirt.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don?
Yeah.
This is Mike Landis's mom. I'm so upset at you. I wanted to see that movie tonight, and now you've ruined it for me and my girlfriends.
Oh, sorry, Mrs. Landis.
Sorry, Mrs. Landis.
At the end of The Exorcist, that guy goes down the steps. He rolls down the steps.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Landis. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air with us. Hello.
Hey, Don, I want to know how I can get a boss like you have that I can totally, thoroughly misuse and abuse on the radio air, call a liar, and not get fired.
Okay, well, listen, here's the deal. First off, we're lucky enough to have good ratings so that he can't fire us. And second, he is a liar. We're not making that crap up about him.
Yeah, we have lots of fun talking to him like this.
I mean,
God, if I did that to my boss, I'd be out the door in about 5 seconds flat.
If your boss lied to you as much as our boss lies to us, I don't see, no matter what job you have, how you couldn't bring it up to him.
And, you know, one of the nice things about it is we feel that people that have bosses where you can't say that type of thing, that we give you some satisfaction by talking to our boss that way.
Yeah, but I want to tell you.
Nobody does it for 80 million people at nationwide radio.
Our boss is a son of a bitch. He's not to be trusted. He's a very evil, two-faced man. And furthermore, I would absolutely bet anything that purchase order passed his desk and he said, $800 a night? No way.
Yeah, I would say there's probably about a 90% chance of that happening.
No way. Just put them up somewhere in Connecticut. They'll never know the difference.
Exactly.
They're going to be happy just to come up and go to the game.
Pay it forward.
Right. And they didn't even pay for the tickets.
No, they traded the tickets.
That's the thing that's a pisser.
Budweiser.
When we give away the tickets today, we have to say that the tickets are courtesy of Budweiser, the official beer of Major League Baseball.
Exactly.
Hello. Don and Mike.
So Kim was going to take us to, it's kind of like, you know, you were planning on spiffing your brother for the dinner tonight.
Yes.
And then that's that radio station called up.
Right.
You know, and it's like if Kim was planning to buy the tickets and then, you know, Budweiser said, here are the tickets.
Hello. Although, you know what I bet? I bet that Ken never had the thought to buy them.
No, not at all.
That Ken just had.
That's the difference right there.
No, and I found out today, because when I said to somebody before the show, well, then we'll just give the tickets away, they said, oh, but you can't just give them away. You have to do the plug.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ken got Opie and Anthony tickets to give away on their show, and they also have to say that the tickets are courtesy of Budweiser.
Absolutely.
Jesus.
Unbelievable.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi. I called about Monday Night Football, but really, I just want to hear Harry Morgan do something about Monday Night Football.
Harry Morgan, do something about Monday Night Football? I don't understand.
No, it's another junior director out there.
Well, what was the thing for Harry Morgan yesterday that was relevant? I completely forgot.
Colonel Harry Potter.
That was
Harry Potter.
No, someone called with Harry Potter. I said it'd be a good chance to hear Colonel Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Hello. Mike Show. Hello.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Hey, you're ruining another one for me. I wanted to see it for the Helen Hunt factor, Don. I mean, she looks hot in the previews, but now it's like, what do I see it for?
Go see, if you're going to go see the movie because Helen Hunt is hot, what do you care if the little kid dies in the end?
You know, that is supposed to be an inspirational story, and then what a horrible way to, you know, now I'm being even worse than you because I'm analyzing the end of the movie.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah?
Darth Vader is Luke's father.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Silly boy.
Hello.
Buzz, I can put you up for the night.
Oh, good.
Is this Jorge?
Keep you up all night long.
Is this Jorge?
The ball game. Yes, Don, hello.
Hadn't we banned Jorge?
I thought we banned Jorge, but it's kind of nice to hear him again.
No.
Did we ever...
Had to put me on restriction.
Oh, we put you on restriction.
But I was gone this summer, Buzz, but now I'm back.
You're back. You have a place in New York, Jorge?
You can be the guest star of my sitcom, Buzz. King of my queen.
Thank you, Jorge.
Jerry Stiller and I want to have a soft drink with you.
Goodbye, Jorge. Oh, did anybody watch Leah's show last night, speaking of King of Queens?
Yeah. No, I was practicing with my band.
What?
I'm doing a haunted house, and we're a ghoulish band, and there are three guys, and none of us really play the instruments that well, but we wanted to do it live. And so
I thought you were pulling a Jack Diamond on us.
Oh, no. This is a one-time deal, and I'm going to be Leatherface behind the drums. I was practicing, so I didn't get a chance to see King of Queens last night, but I'm excited about it. Yeah, I know it's not even close. That's why I didn't bring, it's not even Diamond-esque, this thing at all.
No, okay.
It's a haunted house that I'm doing.
All right.
You know?
You said I was with my band last night. I immediately had
to
be like,
no.
Hey, everybody, thank you. Going to be doing something by Journey tonight. A little something called Open Arms.
No, this is the Ungrateful Dead. That's who we're playing in the. And we all have masks on, like ghouls and stuff like that. And
gotcha. Are you doing it for your kids, right?
My kids won't be there, but my kids will be there Friday night. It's too scary for the kids. It's a haunted house. I'm doing a haunted house up at the place where I play golf.
No. But you're not going to be wearing, like, a satin jacket and pretending you're a rock star.
No, I will not be opening for anybody at Nissan Pavilion anytime soon. And we really, we were trying to figure out something to play, and we finally, like, figured out. We're playing for, I think, everybody that comes through, like, maybe 60 seconds tops. And then it's done.
Yeah.
What are you playing? Is it just noise? Or?
You know, Johnny B. Good? That's all we could figure out. We went, like, from modern. Then we went back through the 80s, then we back, nothing there. Went back into the 70s, nothing there. And then finally we got down to, I said, well, what about Johnny B. Goode? And that was like two guitar players and a drummer. So we finally figured it out.
Oh, and I'd love to hear a tape of that.
I'll get a tape for it. I'll tape it. You probably could have done
Wild Thing, the old version by the Trogs. That's only two chords.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good guitar band song.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah,
or rather garage band is what I meant to say.
Yeah, you know, we were looking for a second one, and actually, you know.
For the encore?
Our total rehearsal time was maybe 15 minutes.
That's not bad for a 60-second song.
I know, and so, yeah. So, you know, I will try to tape that.
Please
so
do.
I mean, it is.
Love to hear it next week for our spooktacular. The Don and Mike spooktacular.
I love that.
And King of Queens last night.
Mm-hmm. You watched it?
Ooh. B.A.D.
With Ricky Lake?
B.A.D.
Any scenes with Leah and Ricky Lake?
Yeah, there were some. It was just bad. was really bad. I hope she doesn't call in tonight because I'll have to lie to her and tell her it was good.
She would.
Yeah, it was bad. I didn't like it. Did you like it? Did you watch it?
I thought it was all right. I thought it was fairly average, and I thought Ricky Lake was pretty low-key, that there was very little of her in the show last night.
Did she have scenes with Kevin and
Yeah. She sucks.
When does the other, when does Lou Ferrigno arrive?
I don't know.
The other new cast member.
Florence Henderson.
I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show. God, that's so funny. I mean, not the fact that Lou Ferrigno is on the show, the fact that you're in a band.
Oh, thankfully. It's not a band.
The fact that you're in a monster band.
It's a pretend band. I'm a monster. I'm a monster band.
He's in the monster band.
The Ungrateful Dead.
All right, time out. Listen, when we come back, oh, I want to tell you, we're going to have a contest on Friday to give away a trip to Italy.
Italy.
And want to tell you what we're going to be doing to give away that trip to Rome when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Night in America's heartland, the Colemans are enjoying a sizzling plate of monkey fajitas. Thursday's a great night for monkey kebabs. And hey, Mom, after school, the kids really love fried monkey fingers. Grab it by the tail, throw it in the skillet. Tasty, nutritious, in just 20 minutes from cage to plate. Mmm, monkey. It's what's for dinner.
Can't speak. Am dumb. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now listen, we got a couple of things happening today. If you're listening to us in New York on WNEW, we have our World Series tickets that we got chipped out of by Ken and Jeremy, the bastards. We're going to give them away. Hold on. Tell you when to call for that. If you live in D.C., stand by. We'll be giving away Monday Night Football tickets in a couple of seconds for the Redskins and the Titans on Monday. Also today, hopefully Mr. 40 will get in touch with us to tell us everything that happened on his trip to Detroit last weekend for the Tyson-Golota fight.
Yeah, he picked a guy to go with, and you know, they were supposed to have a night out on the town, and you know, after that controversial fight with Golota quitting.
Also, Dennis Murphy in Mexico, where he's at the porn convention. We're going to call the guy who set the thing up to find out if Dennis is in the contest to see the man with the softest penis.
Right.
Or if Dennis is just there, like, on a holiday, which will just piss us off.
Yeah, Dennis, obviously, yesterday was incapable of explaining to us what was going on.
He's not following up on that at all. And my brother Jim, as we speak, should be meeting Charlie from Portland, Maine.
Charlie.
He'll be dining with him tonight.
Maybe the program director of WZAN also.
Yes, bathing at his home and perhaps spending the night at this guy's house.
Bathing at his home.
We'll have the recap on that tomorrow. Now, listen, Friday, here's what we have doing Friday. We have a free trip for two to Italy. A trip to Rome. A great trip. We hardly ever get really great stuff to give away, but this is a really great vacation.
Roma! Arrivederci, Roma!
This is courtesy of the Ultimate James Bond Collection, now available VHS Special Edition DVD. Six classic 007 titles now available, including Octopussy, Diamonds Are Forever, You Only Live Twice, A View to a Kill, Russia With Love, Living Daylights, etc. Everybody loves James Bond. So we're giving away this trip on Friday, and we've done a lot of stuff. We've done What Would You Do for a Trip. We've done What Would You Do for $500. What Would You Do for $1,000.
Right.
What Would You, you know, a talent show, a wackiest stunt.
On it.
Well, Friday we're going to have an eating contest.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And we're asking the question, what would you eat for a trip to Rome?
Wow.
And you have to supply the item.
Right.
Come down to the studios and eat it in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
The person, and again, it's going to be a voting with the five of us, me and Mike and Rob and Buzz and Charlie, or maybe Lisa. We'll have an odd number. Five out of the six of us will vote on the best item. We're also going to be including the reaction of the person who eats.
Very good.
We don't want any self-induced vomiting. However, vomiting never hurts. a little gagging never hurts.
Right.
I mean, I'm thinking off the top of my head, you've got, you know, pig innards.
Mm-hmm.
Worms. Worms are good. Brains are good.
I think, obviously, you know, with standards and practices, you know, your own issue.
Yeah, that
cannot
the,
be consumed.
That's
here.
The one that like, you can't eat your own excrement, and
you
I
can't
and
eat anything also that's like poisonous or anything like that.
I don't think you could eat dog excrement either. I think one time we tried to have a contest where a guy wanted to eat dog poop in one of our talent shows.
But there is a world of things, you know, that you can eat with, you know, that are gross, that are perfectly nutritional.
We had a guy eat a cooked lamb's head in the studio one day, which we all
thought
was
a winner. He was the big winner. That was pretty gross.
And he sucked the brains out with a straw.
Yes, he did.
So the whole contest on Friday is going to be based on you folks and what would you eat for a trip to Rome.
It's a perfect contest for a trip to Rome because, I mean, that's the finest cuisine in the world over in Roma.
So you got to call us. We're doing it on Friday. We don't have to get all the contestants today. It'd be nice to get a couple today at 877-365-3636. Again, you have to come up with the item. You decide how you're going to eat it, what you're going to be dressed, or what you're not going to be wearing while you eat.
Yeah, as always, with every contest, any little bit helps.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I would like to talk to Don and Mike about joining their contest this week.
Yes, hi. What would you eat for a trip to Rome?
I would eat bad boogers.
You would eat what?
I would eat bad boogers.
Okay, first you're talking to us, and I don't think you could eat our boogers. I think you could eat your own boogers.
Well, you guys could pick them, put them on a plate, and I'd eat them up.
No, I don't think you can eat ours.
No, you can't have ours. You could eat your own boogers.
You can eat your own.
I'm my own.
Yeah, I'm going to let him go. Not thick enough.
No, not at all.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got a little queasy, though, just talking to him.
Sure. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'd like to talk to him about the eating contest.
Yes, hi. What would you eat for a trip to Rome?
I bought two of those foot-long subs.
2 foot long subs.
Two of them.
That's no big deal.
Big deal.
Can you eat two?
I know I could eat two foot long subs.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
God, I thought he made the booger call look good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to be on the contest.
Yes. What would you? You can't. You know, you can't say that word.
But I could win.
Yes. However, if you would like to bring your wife down and you would like to eat her.
Wow.
Yeah.
That.
Well, then, come on down. The guy just said he wants to eat C word.
Yeah.
That's all he said. We had to delete that out.
That'd be a keeper, I suppose.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, what would you eat for a trip to Rome?
How about you guys have a gelato eating contest? It's Robert.
What?
Gelato.
What do you mean by gelato? What about it? What?
We bring you over some gelato. We'll bring you free gelato. You guys have a gelato?
No, it's a bad idea. I think what a lot of people aren't getting, although it's been clearly explained, it's not for quantity of something being eaten
item.
Or
it's
speed. It's something gross that you can eat.
Something shocking.
Yeah.
Well, we can put something in the gelato.
I just think there's a restaurant guy looking for a plug.
I think he's probably put stuff in gelato in the past.
Oh, you better believe. It's just like in casino.
Listen, the only thing I think that you could eat, maybe that was store-bought, would be if you wanted to come down and have like a time constraint and say, I can eat 100 Reese's Peanut Butter Cups in 10 minutes.
Yeah, but I think 10 minutes is a good cutoff time, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want one of these things where a guy's got an hour to eat stuff.
I think
5 minutes is
5 minutes?
I think 5 would be the best. That way no one can monopolize your time for too long.
Yeah, hello. 5 minutes.
Don and Mike Show. What would you eat for a trip to Rome?
Enough.
Listen, please.
Catching on, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I said I'd like to eat the lovely Lisa for...
Guys!
That's all we're getting.
Please!
Out. Guys saying they'd like to eat girls.
My God.
Hello.
5 minutes.
This is not... What would you do?
I would puke in a pitcher and drink my own puke.
You know what? I think somebody offered that one time before.
Listen, damn it.
Guys, is it too hard to think about exotic items? I mean, like, what about a guy who would eat a fish head? You know,
there you go.
A guy who would eat pig innards, right? A guy who would eat pig's feet.
Yeah, entrails.
Yes.
Right.
Come on, use your noodles, for goodness sake. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, you just rob a bank or something?
No, there's an ambulance going by me, I think.
An ambulance. What would you eat for a trip to Rome?
Goldfish.
There you go.
Hot goldfish.
How many?
I don't know. However many I could get.
All right.
10, 12?
No, it would have to be an outstanding number of goldfish.
In 5 minutes.
It would have to be like 50.
City in 5 minutes.
It would have to be City.
I think I better jump on that ambulance. I'd bring it with me.
All right. Listen, I'm telling you, this is a big contest. You're really going to have to come up with good items to eat. Hello, Don and Mike. What would you eat for a trip to Rome?
I'd drink a lot of my own urine.
No, we already said that you can't do that.
Again, you couldn't drink jizz. You couldn't drink pee. Listen, let me just put it like this. You couldn't drink number one or two. You couldn't drink number one or three. And you couldn't eat number two.
You can't consume anything that comes out of your own body.
All right.
Except with it, you know. Well, no, you just can't do it. That's the rule,
no,
period.
You can't. Mm-hmm. I think you could eat your own boogers, though.
Yeah, but that's, you know what? That's not going to win.
Well, if you had a lot of boogers.
Oh, God.
I mean, if you had a really bad cold.
Like if you ate a whole farmer's knot.
That's right.
Now I'm going to make myself throw up.
All right, I don't want to keep throwing out great ideas, but how about if somebody goes down and just eats a box of salt? I mean, you know, one of those big-ass right. Morton salt, a whole box of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Or you come down and you drink a half gallon of vinegar.
Right.
I mean, those are some great, great guys.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I'd like to have a plate of cubic hair spaghetti.
People are not taking this contest seriously.
They never do in the beginning. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I would eat a pair of Dennis Murphy's underwear.
Okay, now, you know, that's... I don't know if you're serious or not.
Sure, for a trip? Yeah, sure.
I don't know if you're serious, but
hey,
that...
how bad
that,
is that? I'd eat it.
It's cotton.
Yeah, right. You could actually sit down with a fork and a knife.
Sure.
And eat a pair of Dennis's underpants.
Yes, sure.
I mean, that would pass, right? That can't do anything bad to you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, it would come out the other end. Sure.
It would make for a hell of a story if it didn't pass.
It's cotton.
Right.
That's right.
Cotton.
Hold on a second, please.
Right. The fabric of our life.
That's right.
Brew some underwear tea.
Yeah. Hey, that would be better. That would be better. Dennis has to, like, bring down some of his real bed, and then we make tea out of his underwear.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, what would you eat for a trip to Rome?
I'm not sure that I know what I would eat, but I have a great suggestion from the last time I was in Rome to give them an example.
Okay.
And it was the roasted head of a chicken that they serve on a plate, and I ate one, but I wouldn't do that again.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the help.
Thank you. Bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hi. What would you eat?
I'd eat a couple of live cockroaches.
Now we're talking.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Bravo. Yeah, that got applause from the judges.
Yes, live cockroaches. How many?
Two.
Again?
One more.
This is a trip to Rome. This is a gigantic vacation.
Huge problem.
All right, five.
Five.
Attaboy.
Five cockroaches. Hold on, please. Let Lisa get your information. Hold on. Finally.
Very good.
We're getting somewhere.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how about a dozen bloodsucker worms?
Now we're talking. Very good.
But again, a dozen.
I mean, are you talking about a dozen leeches?
Give me two dozen, man.
24 blood-sucking worms? Wow.
24 blood-sucking worms. I'll bring them from the fish store myself.
Okay.
Very good.
All right, hold on.
One other idea.
What?
How about my dog? I hate that thing, and it's about to die. Can I kill it and eat it there?
Oh, stop it.
Just knock it off. Hold on, please.
All right.
No.
Hey, if anybody out there wants to pull a Howard Hoffman, how about you just... eat a pound of butter. Just come down and actually eat a pound of butter.
There you go.
There's this dish gigando. One time when we were at Denny's, just for a joke, I told you this before.
He ate a stick of butter.
He ordered a stick of butter. And the girl brought it over. And he took his knife and fork. And he cut it up in little pieces. And she just stood there and watched him eat a stick of butter.
Did he look at all nauseated by the end of that?
No!
It didn't faze him at all.
Not at all.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Hi, what would you eat?
Oh, boy. How about I got three things that are surefire winners.
All right.
One would be a dead cat that was run over by a car on the side of the road.
I don't know how I feel about that. Give me another one.
How about butt crack limp?
Butt crack limp?
That's got to be a winner.
Yeah, that's not bad. Now, we have to...
It'd be your own, though.
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine. I can wear a nice wool sweater.
And somebody like Lisa would have to supervise she would have to supervise the fact that the
lint is really coming out of
her. Yeah, the lint was really coming out of your crack.
Fair enough.
And how about some toad cheese?
And toad cheese, yes. I think if you combine those last two together...
I'd laugh.
You're...
Butt crack lint toad cheese. Perfect.
Yes. That would be in. Hold on, please. How you doing, Mike?
I'm all right.
You don't look good.
That just got me.
Hello, Don.
I'm able to really project what that's going to look like.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes.
Hi,
level six.
What?
Juggle sticks.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, remember that movie Funny Farm?
With Chevy Chase?
Yes, I think I might be willing to try some sheep testicles if I could get some somehow.
Sure, I mean,
no, you can go to. I'm sure you can go to exotic markets and find all sorts of foodstuffs.
Yeah, go down to Chinatown in D.C. You can buy that crap all over the place.
Absolutely.
You really have it down there?
You go down there, buy a human heart. Jesus Christ.
Human heart.
I'm serious. Hold on, we'll get your information.
Still beating, still alive.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What would you eat for a trip to Rome?
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Lisa had me on hold a while ago, and I got disconnected.
Okay, what would you eat?
Not what I would eat. It was about a Ricky Lake thing that I saw. It was called Murder, She Purred.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for your help.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, have you guys seen that Andrew Galata, the way he was stuttering after the...
Did you see him?
Yeah, it's funny. I saw it on Sports Center.
Where he did the,
I got hit in the head-butted.
Yeah, it's great. Hopefully Mr. Forty's going to call in today at some point.
That'd be good.
And tell us about the trip we gave him to Detroit.
But what's Mr. Forty going to eat?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bud, buddy.
Hey, Tom.
I bet here's somebody who could eat something.
Tom, do you want to play this contest?
Yes, I can.
What would you eat for a trip to Rome, Tom?
A whole plate of Chinese food.
Hey, there's a challenge.
Now, Tom, you'd have to come up with something more exotic than that. Tom?
A bag of chocolate candy bars.
Hey, Tom?
Yeah?
Why precisely do you want to go to Rome?
To see the, what do you call it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's great. Uh-huh.
To see the Pope?
See the Pope.
How do you spell Rome?
R-O-M-E.
Very
good. Wow. Maybe he does want to go.
How do you spell Pope?
P-O-P-E.
Hey, you got it down.
Okay.
Hey, Tom, but I mean, chocolate bars and Chinese food, that's your regular diet.
How do you spell Bond, as in James Bond?
James Bond?
Yeah, just Bond.
B-A-R-N.
And it is a trip to Italy. Friend. How do you spell Italy?
L-I-L-E-N.
Lillen.
Perfect. Got it. Come up with some better items, Tom, and call back.
Okay.
All right, bye, buddy.
Never a goodbye.
No time for goodbyes with Tom Gavin.
Never at all.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What would you eat?
Hey, Don, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
Listen, what if I come there and cook for you, or for me, I should say, brains and eat it right there?
Perfect.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Brains are good.
Good choice. Brains is excellent.
Well, what kind of brain?
Brains are excellent. I shouldn't say brains is excellent.
Brains is good.
Yeah.
What kind of brains? What kind of brains?
I think it's going to be veal or, let me see,
that's
lamb.
Fine. Yeah, veal.
Or I can have some lamb tongue, too, if you want.
Yeah, bring the tongue, too.
Yeah, great.
Like that?
Yeah, hold on a second, please. Yeah, good. That's good. Brains. Brains, good. Brains is good.
Brains is good. Cockroaches.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, this is John. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, look, how about raw hamburger? I think I could pound a raw hamburger.
Raw hamburger, I don't think there's anything that exotic about that, is there?
Nothing exotic.
And believe it or not, I think if my memory serves me, that might be one that's weird.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What would you eat?
Hello, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would eat a quart of mayonnaise.
A quart of mayonnaise. Now, that's not bad.
That's good stuff.
We'd have to have a time limit on that.
5 minutes, Rob pulls up 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Yeah. 5 minutes be fine.
5 minutes to eat a quart of mayonnaise. That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right out of the jar.
That I like. Sure. Hold on a second. Yeah, you're in. Hold on, please.
Shaping up to be a good contest.
Now we're getting somewhere. Yeah. We're not even going to do it till Friday. We're like kind of dancing around it today, just pimping it up a little bit.
It's exciting.
Hello, Don and Mike. What would you eat for a trip to Rome?
I would eat a whole box of chocolate X-Lax.
Yeah, I don't think they'd let you do that.
No, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike. What would you eat?
I'll eat a whole thing of chitlins or a salad bar for dessert with a jar of grape jelly.
What was the first part?
A whole thing of chitlins.
A whole size, 10 pounds of chitlins with a 20-ounce jar of grape jelly for dessert.
And isn't, chitlins are our stomach, right?
That's the intestines of the pig.
The right. Intestines of the pig with a jar of grape jelly.
You're on.
And dessert.
Now that is unique.
You're on.
Perfect.
Hold on, we'll get your information. Hold on a second.
I've already got my favorite.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hi, what would you eat?
I will bring in a live frog and chew it up and swallow it.
I'd be all for that.
The whole thing. That blood run right down my mouth.
I don't have a problem with that, because, you know, they dissect frogs and stuff like that.
That's
in
right. Plus, you can get frog legs up at the seafood store. But
okay.
This would be a live frog.
Sure. Absolutely. Hold on, please.
All right, buddy.
Now we're getting some serious contestants.
Absolutely.
Now we're getting somewhere. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Come on, pay it forward. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What would you eat?
One of those, you know, you've been to Costco, one of those 2 or 3 pound industrial sized jugs of mayonnaise. I'll do that in 5 minutes.
No, we got a mayonnaise, competition going here.
Yeah, the last guy said, what would he eat, Rob? A quart?
He said a quart. That's enough. I used to do that when I was a baby. Yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
Why don't you give them equal amounts of mayonnaise, put them head to head at the same time, so you can finish it first?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Hey, if we have more than one person that wants to eat the mayonnaise.
We'll have to standardize on an amount, though.
It'll be a mayonnaise eating contest.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold on, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes. What if I ate a hamburger made out of horse meat?
Yeah, you know, horse meat is horse meat.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Not thinking.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How do you prove that, too?
Don and Mike Show.
It's got a little tail on it.
Yeah, gross eating contest?
Yes.
I'll eat B. Arthur.
Hello.
We have a winner.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what would you eat?
I already went. I'm loading on to give my information.
Is this the chitlins and grape jelly?
Yeah, I'm the chitlins and grape jelly, man.
Okay, all right.
My favorite.
Hold on a second, please. Hello, Don and Mike. What would you eat?
Oh, I got something I want to eat. I got, how about 50 hard-boiled eggs in 1 hour?
You know,
cool hand, Luke.
Come on, you don't really mean that, though.
Oh, I'll do it.
No, that was in a movie. You couldn't do that in real life.
And we would only give you 5 minutes.
It's only what you can eat in 5 minutes.
5 minutes, so how many eggs do you think I can put down in 5 minutes?
I don't know. If it was 50 in an hour, you should be able to do at least 5 or 6 in 5 minutes, right?
Yeah, I would say
that's
so.
That's fun, though.
Pardon me?
That's not going to be fun.
All right, as many as you can in 5 minutes.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah. All right, well, you need hard-boiled eggs in 5 minutes.
Should be able to do like 2 dozen.
I tell you right now, the cholesterol count of this show is going up by the minute.
Hello, Donna, Mike. What would you eat for a trip to Rome?
All right.
Hang up. Go ahead. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to eat the mayonnaise. You're
all right. Okay. Hold on. Was everybody on hold? No, I see. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to talk about the contest.
Yes, what would you eat?
I would eat a whole jar of Tabasco sauce.
That'll kill you.
No, it won't.
Didn't we have this discussion during our last talent show?
Yeah, I believe that's one of those things that can kill you.
But no, didn't we?
No.
Didn't we call the Tabasco company though?
We called the owner, the president of the Tabasco.
Where we left it for the last contest is that it would be okay, but the person didn't show.
Right?
That's
exactly
what I recall. So
I drink Tabasco sauce because I love buffalo wings. I drink the sauce in small quantities, and cut an ounce or maybe 2 ounces.
All right, listen. If you want to drink a whole bottle of Tabasco sauce, come on down.
Okay.
Hold on, please.
Great.
We need to get your information.
Very good.
All right. So to recap, the ones I can remember are the guy who wants to eat Dennis's underwear. The guy who wants to eat a live frog.
Live cockroaches.
Yeah, live cockroaches. Two guys who want to eat mayonnaise.
A pound of chitlins and a jar of grape jelly for dessert.
And what am I forgetting? There was like a million that we said yes to. The guy who's going to eat 24 worms.
Yeah, blood-sucking worms.
Blood-sucking,
done.
Like leeches, right.
Eggs. The guy's going to eat eggs.
Yeah, as many eggs as possible in 5 minutes.
There's another mayonnaise guy that called in.
Two different mayonnaise guys. Well, listen, this is just the first day of soliciting. We'll continue to take your calls throughout the show, and also tomorrow and Thursday. And then Friday, we're having the big eat-off. What would you eat for a trip to Rome, Italy?
Very exciting.
Okay, we've had some good ones there.
And if the egg and mayonnaise guys both boot, we have egg salad.
But I think that everybody can do a little bit better.
Absolutely.
So give it some thought. We're going to continue to talk about this all week. The contest here, Dynamite World Broadcast Headquarters on Friday.
Brains, too.
What? Yeah, oh, that's right. The guy who said that he would eat
veal brains.
Veal brains. What would you eat for a trip to Rome? We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Camille.
For years, my wife has suffered from a medical condition.
It's called IBS, Irritable Bowel Syndrome.
It's an easy thing to talk about, but we are.
Because IBS strikes millions of people.
So if you have abdominal pain and bowel problems, don't get embarrassed.
Get help. IBS is a real condition, and there are ways to help manage it.
Don't suffer in silence.
Talk with your doctor.
Yeah. so far confirmed for Friday, okay?
All right.
The guy who will eat Dennis's underwear. Guy who eat live roaches. Guy who eat 24 leeches, worms.
Worms.
Guy who eats lamb's brain.
Right.
Guy who eats a jar of mayonnaise. Another guy who wants to eat more mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who wants to eat the live frog. The guy with chitlins and grape jelly.
For dessert.
And the guy who wants to drink a jar of Tabasco.
Excellent.
Now, I'm ready to move past this, but Lisa says that we got another whole bank of calls to get to.
People are going nuts.
Wow. Keep in mind, the contest is not till Friday.
Right.
But you can call and you can certainly register now. We'll do one more go-around with this. And if you are listening to us in New York City on WNEW, we got them for you right now.
You're going to do it now?
Yeah, right now. Halfway through the show.
All right.
The tickets that we rightly should have been using tomorrow night for game number 4 of the Mets comeback.
Shea Stadium, you will be there.
A pair of tickets to see game 4 of the World Series tomorrow night. Mets and Yankees at Shea. Tickets are courtesy of Budweiser, the official beer of Major League Baseball. You must be 21 or older to win.
And you want to... Oops.
That's the wrong music. You want to call now at 877-692-1027.
You can be there as the Mets try to win 4 in a row to capture the World Series.
Go Mets. Where's my Mets song?
Oh, it's over here.
Where's my stupid Mets song? I have to play that. Let's go Mets. Let's all take a moment and listen to this musical tribute that's sung by the 1969 Miracle Mets.
We're
going to
win the series. Yes, we are.
Yes, they are. F. Roger Clemens.
1969.
Big prick Clemens. Oh, come on, they're dumb baseball players.
The series. Yeah.
I'm for the Mets, he's for the Yankees.
Win the series.
Don't do it for me, don't do it for New York. Well, no, I take it back. Do it for me. Do it so I don't have to sit on a toilet wearing an adult diaper.
Okay.
This is awful. Come on, Mets! Can you even understand what they're singing?
No. It's all like... Pretty.
There you go.
I think the lyric down would be, we're going to win the series... Win the series, yes we are.
Miracle Mets, come on. Gotta come back tonight. Gotta make it happen tonight.
Tough game tonight. Probably the toughest game of the series for the Mets tonight.
Mets will be big winners tonight. Big winners tonight at Shea. What do you think?
Tonight I think the Yankees are going to win. Tonight I really think the Yankees are going to win. What did you say, me too?
No. I was going to say big game.
It is a big game. I guess El Duque's got a great record in postseason.
El Duque.
El Duque.
El Duque. El Duque. The Mets are pissed.
Yes.
The Mets fans are pissed.
Uh-huh.
Bring your batteries to the stadium tonight. You know, and let the Yankees do all their pussy moves. Oh, we're not going to let Roger Clemens pitch at Shea Stadium so he doesn't have to bat. Well, what I hope tonight is that the Mets get so many hits that they have to put Clemens in, that they run out of pitchers and they got to put Roger Clemens in.
That's a plausible scenario.
F you. That's when you know you really got me. Because I got no comeback. All I got is an F you.
But you know how hard it is for me to argue with you on this subject. You know, I mean,
an F you.
It's highly unnatural.
Come on, Mets. Let's go, Mets. I don't want to sit on that toilet in Manhattan. God damn.
Certainly, and not sit on it where you have to say I'm a pretty girl.
Right. Yeah. They got to win at least one game. But if they win tonight...
Oh, it's a totally different deal if they win tonight.
If they win tonight, then they win tomorrow. Then, forget about it. Let's go, Mets. Let's go, Mets.
We'll see what happens tonight. Should be a good game.
We sure will. Are you going to be up?
You know, I might watch the one tonight a little bit tonight. But going all the way with it, I doubt it. You know, I mean, it's...
I'll call you if they win.
Huh?
I'll call you if they win.
You might get one of these, hello.
I'll call you if the Mets win.
Okay, all right, call me. But, I mean, it's not the same. It's not the same as our real grudge matches. I mean, the bet's good. The bet's good. So whoever wins. But it's not like some of the ones in the past where you would get the pleasure, like if the Mets won, and you would get the pleasure of calling me at my absolute emotional low point.
But here's the deal. No, we don't have as much emotionally invested in these teams.
Right.
But the thought now really striking me of sitting on a toilet
in Midtown Manhattan right,
with an adult diaper, with no shirt on,
yes,
with my face painted like the goddamn Mets with the orange and the blue,
right,
and the possibility that I'm going to have to say, I'm a pretty girl, and I think that should be with a megaphone, incidentally.
I'm a pretty girl.
Or like with one of those things, that you know, like the... you gotta clear this area.
I'm a pretty girl.
Right.
Look what a pretty girl I am. What a pretty girl
nice
I am.
Touch. You know, can we change that? Not I'm a pretty girl. What a pretty girl I am.
Sure.
That's what nice. A pretty girl I am.
But that caveat only goes if it's a sweep.
Right. Well,
and that could only hurt me since the Mets are already down 2-0.
Yeah, there's no possibility that I'll have to do that. So uh-huh. I like your idea of the megaphone. It shows courage on
but
your part.
But I am nervous about that, and I'm nervous because I'm down 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I stayed up till 1:00 in the morning watching that goddamn game on Saturday night.
Yeah, I'll be watching it tonight. I mean, tonight. Who's going for the Mets tonight? Who's on the mound for the Mets tonight?
Let me check in. Rick Reed is one of the pitchers tonight.
Right, that's Rick Reed for the Mets then. All right,
right.
Rick Reed for the Mets and El Duque.
El Duque.
Clemens got fined today, but not suspended. So he'll be there, but he may be hiding behind the DH.
Right. Okay, gotcha.
And hey, stop picking on Roger Clemens.
Oh, F you. And that's not because I'm out of stuff to say. That's just a real F you. Because I know you hate Roger Clemens because Roger Clemens left the Red Sox.
Yes, I have to suspend that hatred during this this time as he pitches for the team that I have chosen to win. You notice I'm phrasing this as delicately as I possibly can. I have picked the Yankees to win the World Series.
Did you see?
That is where it ends for me.
Did you see on SportsCenter where they showed last night the Jets game, Roger Clemens was on the field before the game, and Dennis Miller was walking around,
mm-hmm.
and he had on a big, gigantic, floppy-type coat.
Right.
And when he got over by Roger Clemens, he had a bat stuck up the arm.
Did he really?
Up the sleeve of his jacket.
Oh, no.
And he pulled on the sleeve, and the bat came out, and he waved it in front of Roger Clemens.
Oh, my God.
He did. It was
That's
funny.
That's fantastic.
So let's call 100 right now, WNEW. Enjoy the tickets that we got gypped out of.
Yeah, we got screwed by Ken.
By Ken and by Jeremy. Now, a couple more people want to tell us what they would like to eat, and then really, we got to move on with the show. So let's get to it. Hi, what would you eat on Friday for a free trip to Rome?
I would drink a whole gallon of milk in 5 minutes.
Oh, BFD.
They say it's physically impossible to do it in an hour. I think I can do it in 5 minutes.
Rob says if you do it in 1 minute, that would be a good trick.
1 minute? Actually, somebody else was telling me they read this article. It's impossible to do it in an hour.
Why?
I think I can do it in 5 minutes.
Why is it impossible?
They said something about the lactose or something, and it'll mess up your system, and you just can't swallow that much.
1 minute. I'm sorry. That's the best we can do. I go with Rob on this.
How about a restaurant-sized bottle of Worcestershire sauce?
Nope, sorry. Goodbye. We've already got...
How about a gallon of pickle juice with roaches in it?
We've got the Tabasco guy. We've got a guy who's going to eat roaches already.
Yeah, the Worcestershire is... but, I mean, Worcestershire's not that tough.
No, and that's like a cousin of Tabasco.
Yeah, it's a condiment.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you doing?
Hi, what would you eat?
I would eat a whole loaf of peanut butter and KY jelly sandwiches.
You're in.
I will also top it off with my cell phone that I threw out the window, jackass.
I don't know. That's right. Some guy getting retribution in his mind.
Yeah, very, very angry. And there was, I believe, referring to throwing a cell phone out on a bridge sometime.
Hello. Not in my show. Another one of our games. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I want to eat a toenail sandwich.
A toenail sandwich?
Your own toenails?
Huh? Dennis Murphy toenail.
Dennis Murphy's toenails. That would be... you know what? You'd have to eat your own toenails.
Yeah, it would have to be your own. It couldn't be Dennis's.
Why not?
No, it would just have to be your own toenails. Can you handle that?
I can clip them and save them till Friday.
Because, like, if Dennis has hivy or something...
Right.
I don't even know if you can get hivy through toenails, but if Dennis has anything...
Yes, you can, Don.
If Dennis has anything and you eat it and you get... And besides, Dennis's toenails are all fungi and everything.
And save them.
And please, can I tell everyone in the audience, do not eat toenails.
Why?
Something bad could happen.
Yeah. Oh, well, I get, you know what?
If eat your own, but don't eat somebody else's.
Hey,
if you were toe effing, you probably right. could get the hivy that way.
Yeah, sure. Well, toe effing, probably a good way to cut yourself.
Hello?
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I won a contest a while back, Make Me Laugh contest.
Yeah.
I never got my prize, man.
What was your joke for that? You had a joke, right?
Yeah.
Something about your thing?
I was big and black.
Yeah, we had to delete it out.
Yeah.
Well, what prize did you win?
Some cable thing or something. But I ain't got no cable, man.
Some cable?
Yeah.
Free cable?
Cable or something.
I ain't got no cable.
Help a brother.
I ain't got no cable, man.
Cable or something.
I want a cable thing. I ain't got no cable.
Yeah, pay-per-view. I want free pay-per-view.
A year of free pay-per-view?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, hi, Charlie.
Hi. He called in for this contest knowing what the prize was and still called in with his joke.
I didn't catch it. I came in on the tail end of it.
No, listen, my brother. Hold on, my brother. If you knew the prize was a year of pay-per-views and you knew that you didn't have cable television...
No, I didn't know that. I just heard y'all say
How do you think you would get the pay-per-views if you don't have cable TV?
Well, look, no, I didn't hear that part. I just heard you say make me laugh, and I knew I had something that...
Well, then what you got was the satisfaction of making us laugh.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, what do you want us to do?
I mean, just send a nigga something.
No, I'm not going to send you something. You're going to come down here and eat a toenail sandwich or not.
40s or something.
No, we'll send you something.
Are you going to come down and eat toenail sandwiches or what?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on, please.
Your own toenails.
Right.
Flip them, save them, collect them.
Trade them with your friends.
You know what the prize is this time.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I would eat a...
It's a trip to Italy, but man, I got no passport. I didn't know. I don't have a passport.
I hope he comes down and eats his toenails.
Hello. Hi. What would you eat?
Hey, Don and Mike. I would eat 100 fresh green jalapeno peppers in 1 minute.
100. Sure. Yeah, we would sign you up.
Great.
All right, hold on, please. Okay, just a couple more of these, because I don't want to burn out on this. I mean, the contest isn't until Friday.
You don't have to worry about burning out. That last guy's going to burn out.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
And listen, you know what? The one bad thing with all these calls?
What?
No nudity.
Yeah, we're waiting for a lady who would just come down and say, I'll eat a bologna sandwich topless.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi. What would you eat?
I would eat bloody raw liver.
Bloody raw liver. Sure.
I think the judges will allow that.
Sure. Yes, we would. Bloody good. Bloody yep. raw liver.
Bloody raw liver. Literally, bloody raw liver. I'm liable to lose you.
Right. Hold on, please. Bloody good.
Still waiting for the bologna sandwich topless.
Hello, Don Mike show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hi, you're the last one. What would you eat on Friday for a trip to Rome?
I'd eat 1 pound of turkey fries and eat a quart of pickles and drink the juice.
No thanks. Bye bye.
No turkey fries.
No thanks.
Turkey fries? What are turkey fries?
Turkey nuts. I'd eat a pound of them in 5 minutes.
Well, now, why didn't you say turkey? Do you mean like turkey testicles?
Yeah, that's what they are.
Where do you get them?
You get them from the country store.
How foolish of me.
From the country store.
I have never asked for turkey fries.
All right. How many turkey testicles could you eat?
I can eat a pound of them in 5 minutes.
Pound of them, all right.
Okay, a pound. Then you're in. Hold on.
All right.
You don't need to worry about the pickle juice after you eat a pound of turkey testicles.
How many in a pound, though?
40.
How many in a pound?
Yeah.
Great day. Well, it's about 2 big platefuls.
2 big platefuls of chicken, of turkey gonads.
Turkey fries.
Right.
Okay. Turkey fries. Turkey testicles.
Okay, hold on, please.
Thank you.
How foolish of me. I was almost going to let that great guy go because he said turkey fries.
You get them at the country store.
Okay, that's it for now. We'll open up the lines again tomorrow.
Excellent.
We'll have a chance to call these people back, find out who's on the level, who's not on the level.
Turkey fries.
We'll do it again tomorrow. What would you eat for a trip to Rome? That's on Friday. We got a break right now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Before Don and Mike.
All right, now listen, no more calls, please, about the What Would You Eat show.
Right.
That's on Friday.
It's going to be a big show.
We'll take more calls on that tomorrow and also Thursday, and that is not to be confused with our big Halloween show.
Halloween.
Our Halloweeny show
mm-hmm.
that we're going going to be doing next Tuesday on Halloween. Now, we've not heard yet from Mr. 40.
Yeah, Mr. 40, who was in Detroit for the Tyson-Galata fight over the weekend.
Gave him a free trip up there. We've not heard Dick from him, so please call in Mr. 40. Yesterday on the show, Dennis Murphy, major effing star, who incidentally has really great pictures of him at his Speedo. If you go to www.dennismurphy.com.
Yeah, Lisa put one up on my computer screen here, and it was it's that one where he's bending over?
Yeah.
I didn't know he had those little fat deposits down there. It almost looks like he's got a female part.
You should go to the actual site
really?
And check out all of them. The whole top row is Dennis posing.
I remember that's because Dennis had said that, you know, he had all these shots that he had to use up to get the film developed, right. And you went nuts taking a million pictures of him.
Yeah, there's tons of pictures of Dennis and Lisa. As he's forcing his sweaty body against him.
Yes, yeah. Yes, he was very aggressive.
So anyway, Dennis is in Mexico, and we have to clear up something. Here's the story that we read in August. It came in the Wacky Story file. Something called the Sex Survivor Challenge.
Okay, right.
An erotic endurance contest that takes place in Cancun, Mexico. The contest involves one male volunteer who spends 5 days watching the production of X-rated movies. If he shows signs of sexual arousal at any time during the 5 days, he loses the challenge.
Right.
If he is able to remain flaccid,
right,
he wins a free vacation and a starring role in an upcoming adult film.
Mm. All right, well, there it is. That's it. I mean, that's exactly how we've been explaining it all the way along.
So we got a great sponsor, eGars.com. The best cigar site on the planet, www.egars.com. We got them to pay to send Dennis to Mexico to be in this contest.
Yeah, so Dennis could compete to see if he could last. So, you know, and what's the time frame that they said?
5 days.
5 days without, you know, showing any arousal.
And that's why we brought him in last week in a Speedo. We watched porno with him.
To make sure that he would be perfect for the challenge, that he wouldn't get excited.
And he's talking dirty in his ear.
Absolutely.
So we're positive we sent the right guy for the job. Well, he calls in on Monday, and it sounds like there are 300 guys down there
just watching movies be made, and Dennis is one of the 300, and he's not participating in any contest whatsoever.
So we're going to call the organizer now to find out if Dennis has done something wrong, if we've done something wrong.
Okay. Just why things are going askew here.
We thought that Dennis was going to be in the competition to see if he could remain soft for
right.
5 days. While girls are having sex in front of him and while they're making these X-rated movies.
Then Dennis called us yesterday, sounded like he was in the Holland Tunnel, and said that he was
the officers of SMS Promotions. No one's available to take your call right now.
Sure. No, because they're in Mexico.
Message for someone at SMS, please press 1 and leave your message after the tone. If you're calling for information regarding the Triple Extreme Adults Only Vacation, please press 2, leave your name, number, and any pertinent information.
No.
Thanks for calling, and have a good day.
Hmm. Well, what if I want a real person? All right, let me try the other number.
Where's the office located, in California?
Yeah.
They're all in Cancun. They're all in Cancun.
All right, I was trying a toll-free number there. Let me try the regular number in Los Angeles. Or maybe we'll have better luck. Because Dennis had no information yesterday.
Dennis said he was one of 300 sweaty guys. And then I looked at that website yesterday. Mm-hmm. And that was when the train was going on. That was, they were up to like 407.
That's right.
You
reached the officers of SMS Promotions. No one's available to
same message.
Right. Now.
Right.
Believe in message.
Hey, Charlie Brunhill, do we have a number in Mexico where we can reach Dennis Murphy on the island of Poon or wherever the hell he is?
The Isle of Poon.
Do we have any phone number for him?
No, we don't.
We don't, so we don't even know where he is in Mexico? No.
And he has he called at all? Has he checked in?
He never has.
He never has. How did he call yesterday? Did he call once, or did you get in touch with him yesterday?
Dennis called us.
Dennis called us, yeah. And
he called Collect twice.
Didn't
Oh, he called Collect?
Yes.
Oh, brother. But he hasn't called today.
Not yet. He'll probably call in about an hour.
Yeah, right as we're ready to go to news of the comments.
That's what he usually does.
Yeah.
That's his time. Okay.
Even in a different time zone, he still has it.
He has the right. Sense of it.
Hey, would you bring me the phone number of the guy in Portland who's going to be taking care of my brother tonight?
Yes.
I'd like to find out if they've hooked up yet.
Very good.
So anyway, this is ongoing with Dennis.
Yeah. We'll find out what's happening with Dennis. I mean, we'll try to, you know, we're running out of time.
Yeah, his 5 days are going to be up tomorrow.
I think Dennis was supposed to be, like, locked in that mansion with all the stars.
Right.
And he wasn't supposed to be one of 300 guys on a beach watching a woman with, like, 400 guys on a table.
And you know, Dennis, he's not one to say, hey, I'm supposed to be here to be in a contest.
Yeah, I mean, even though he wears the T-shirt, he doesn't walk around saying, I'm Dennis Murphy, I'm a major effing star.
All I know is that the people at egars.com, they actually paid the money,
right,
for Dennis to go there. And we thought it was so that he could be in the contest.
Sure. Poor Dennis. Always getting into these sticky situations.
And don't forget, Homo Joe's in the big high heel race through D.C. tonight.
All right. Homo Joe's going to be having pictures on his website of that fantastic event.
And that's homojoe.com.
And Homo Joe said he was going to dress as the Flying Nun. I don't know whether he's definitely going to do that. He doesn't like to get dressed up.
Hello, Charlie.
Yes.
Charlie, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Now, in case you're late getting to the show today, my brother, the truck driver, called me this morning and said to me that he was going to be in the Portland, Maine area.
Right.
And that they had no truck stops up there. And then he had nowhere to stay. And I offered up the services of one of our listeners. I said, if I go on the air, I'm positive that I can get you invited to spend the night at a listener's house.
And Charlie was nice enough to call. We got to know Charlie. Seems like a nice guy. And your brother had a few reservations. But, you know, has your brother arrived there? Has Jim been by yet, Charlie?
Yeah, actually, they're upstairs getting dressed. They're getting showered.
There you go.
Wow. That's a good thing.
So, did my brother pull his big rig in front of your house?
Yes, he did.
He did.
A nice one.
It's a nice man. When you first saw him, and I don't know how long his hair is now. I haven't seen him for a couple of months. I described him as a cross between Kurt Cobain and a very hungover Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think you got that one nailed.
How long is his hair, Charlie?
Oh, yeah, actually, it's not long at all.
All right, so he's got it short now.
Yes.
And his girlfriend, is she hot? Is she cute?
She's nice, yeah.
She's nice.
Lady.
She's what?
She's a nice lady.
A nice lady.
She's a nice lady. Huh. Were you scared by the two of them when they knocked on your door?
No. Actually, I met them down the road, and they followed me here.
So everything's going well. Have they indicated whether they're going to spend the night?
Not yet. We're going to kind of play it by ear. They first came in saying that they probably wouldn't, and I'm trying to talk them into it.
Oh, Charlie, you're a good man. You're a nice guy.
Hey, did you find somebody on that what would you eat to the trip to Italy?
We've got a lot of contestants lined up for Friday.
Well, Charlie, okay. You'd have to be here to compete in the contest.
Oh, okay.
Why, did you have something you wanted to eat?
Well, I got a DJ's brother.
No.
Okay. Oh, dear. Charlie gets the joke.
I heard Mike when I hung up from you guys saying about me being a taxidermy or whatever, like that.
There you go. Yeah.
So, listen, Charlie, have you run this whole scenario by your wife yet?
Yes, I did.
And what was her response when you told her that you've invited a stranger, a brother of a disc jockey whose show you like, over to maybe spend the night? What did she say?
Oh, you know, kind of the normal response. Why do you always get me into these things?
Is your wife there now?
No, she's at work.
She's at work now.
I can give you the number.
Are you going to plan a big breakfast tomorrow for Jimmy?
How did Mike put it? I'll go up to the door in my bathrobe and tell him I have my flapjacks or something.
With a big giant stiffy. So, could you go upstairs? And do you have an extension upstairs? Cause that
probably, I'm on my cell phone, so yeah.
It'd probably freak him out if you went upstairs now while they're in the shower.
Is the door lockable from the inside, Charlie?
No.
Yeah, just walk right in.
Would you go knock on the door and tell Jimmy that his brother's on the phone?
Yeah, sure.
You know, our audience...
Yeah, we have great listeners.
God bless
them. They're the best.
They never let us down. I knew we'd find somebody like this.
This guy's perfect.
From Portland, of course. I'm going to say that with the caveat that there's always the chance.
Yes.
Hey, your brother's on the phone.
That Tina might be a fictitious character. She doesn't really exist. Or she's down on the roots.
He said he'll call you back. He's right in the shower.
All right, what about his girlfriend? What's she doing?
I think she's in there, too.
Find out if they're in the shower together.
He wants to know, are you in the shower together?
Yeah. They're right at home here.
They're in the shower together.
Ask him. Tell him I want to know if they're doing anything in there.
Is she vigorously scrubbing him?
Ask him if they're doing any. And say it's me. It wants to know. Are they doing anything in there?
Yeah, Don wants to know if you're doing anything in there. If you're doing anything in there.
What?
No response.
No response. Okay. I guess they're busy.
They're not doing anything.
It's time for a little private time.
Why don't you just ask him to get out of the shower, put a towel on, and just come to the phone for a second?
Okay. He wants to know if you'll put a towel on and come to the phone.
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Ask him if he likes your bathroom.
Do you like the bathroom?
Now they're going to run out of the house.
Yes.
They do like it?
Does he?
Yes.
Ask him again for me if he likes you.
They want to know, do you like me?
You're all right.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah, you're all right.
Charlie, why don't you just go in there and sit on the bed and wait for him to get out of the shower? No, you don't have to do that, Charlie.
All right, ask Jimmy if he has any parting words of wisdom.
Okay. So I want to know, do you have any parting words of wisdom?
No.
And ask him one more thing. Did you ever think you'd be showering in a stranger's home in Portland, Maine?
Yeah, did you ever think that you'd be showering in a stranger's home in Portland, Maine?
Jimmy was...
Did you ever think you'd be doing this?
That's weird that they're not...
Nope.
No.
Okay.
I guess they're having a little private time.
Ask if he's naked in there.
Yeah, that's what he wanted me to tell you.
He's naked?
He's naked in my bathroom.
And she's naked, too?
I think so.
And they're both in the shower together?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Wow.
All right, well, Charlie, listen, you're a good man.
Why don't you go downstairs and fix them some drinks and bring them up into the bathroom?
Have a...
with your
pants. What kind of a drink would you recommend?
For my brother, I think...
Milk.
Generally milk, Mike. I think generally...
Lookies.
Any kind of beer. I think he's a beer and a shot type.
Okay.
Just go downstairs, pour a couple of glasses of milk, plate of cookies, take your pants off, go upstairs and deliver them in the bathroom.
Okay.
Charlie, have a great time tonight. Tell my brother I said hi.
I will.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Again, you're a good man, Charlie.
Thanks, Don.
I mean that. Thank you.
See you later, everybody.
There you go, Charlie.
Very nice.
Bye.
That's Charlie. He's a real guy in Portland, Maine.
I brought you some milk and cookies. Well, by golly, I forgot my pants downstairs.
Like a real guy who's got my brother staying at his house tonight.
Okay. Yeah, and I guess Tina doesn't have that normal 9-to-5 schedule.
We if there is
a Tina.
A Tina. Maybe she's like a skeleton
downstairs.
And he just brings her to the. He brings them down to the dinner table.
This is Tina. That's my wife.
There's a rotting flesh.
Yeah.
And wearing like one of those Jackie Onassis pill hats on top of her head.
Or late at night, they hear a whimpering sound.
Larry's sitting around the dinner table is just a skeleton. He goes, How are you, Jackie? And then he walks over. He actually has to move the mouth. I'm fine, honey.
I love being married to Charlie. I really do.
I bet he's totally normal. And he's got a good heart to open his house to my brother. And we'll find out everything that happens on tomorrow's episode. Now, listen, we have a Monday night football tickets to give away.
Oh, it's a great prize.
We have two pairs of tickets to see the Redskins play Tennessee Monday night here in D.C. at FedEx Field. Here's the commercial. Dress in your favorite Halloween costume. Go to the special Halloween haunted house located between Stadium Gates D and E between 6 and halftime. The best adult costume. And I don't think that means, like, genital.
We've seen those in some of the costume contests. Remember the dancing penis?
The best adult costume wins two tickets, round-trip air and hotel, to Arizona to see the Redskins play Phoenix on November 5th. Rob Spiewak is the official judge of the Halloween costume contest.
It'll be a great show, isn't it, Rob?
But more importantly, we have two pairs of tickets right now for Monday Night Football.
Monday!
And we'd like to hook up a couple of strangers.
Good.
With the old Highway Love connection.
Oh, there's love in the air.
And we're going to start with girls. So listen, if you're in the D.C. metro area, you're driving around on the Beltway or one of the other arteries, and you want to go to Monday Night Football with a total stranger.
Skins!
You need a cell phone in your car. Got to pull your car off by the side of the road in a safe area. We'll give you 60 seconds to sell yourself. You get a guy who shows up in 60 seconds after he's heard you on the radio. Boom. You and he are both going to Monday Night Football.
Yeah, but do it quick. Get there, JDQ.
So girls, call now. That's GDQ, Mike.
GDQ. PDQ.
Call that. Or PDQ. Or GD, goddamn.
Yeah, quick. Yes. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Or PD, pretty darn quick. I have no idea what that other thing was you said. Oh, you've got something to say to us now, don't you?
I don't know.
Not sponsorable.
Come on, Michael!
I'm sorry, not sponsorable. Phone number 877-365-3636. Girls only for the Highway Love Connection right now.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
You in the building?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh, you like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Oh. Mama.
America's most cunning linguist, Don and Mike.
All right, here we go with Monday Night Football tickets to give away.
Everybody wants to go to Monday Night Football.
Yeah. For the Highway Love Connection. Let me start right here. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, I'm Erica,
hi. You know, we always start with girls because if we ask for guys, we get like a million guys calling. They're parked all over the place. And
and then nobody shows up.
Pretty much girls are always scared of them, so it's easier to do it the other way around.
Yeah, they drive by real quick. He looked kind of cute. Probably.
To find the girls first. Hi, Erica, where are you calling from?
I am at the Staples in the New Carrollton Shopping Center.
Ah, New Carrollton, Maryland.
All right.
Beautiful. Erica, tell us a little about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 24.
24. What do you do?
I am a part-time college student, and I work at the Super Fresh in Bowie full-time as a manager.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I've been told most often Julia Roberts.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Julia Roberts.
Really?
Yeah,
Works in a grocery store. Okay, now listen, what type of guy... I didn't mean that as a put down.
I know you didn't.
Is this your worst?
It came out as well. He's the manager. Roberts, working at a grocery store.
Okay.
He's the manager.
What type of guy are you looking for? What's the ideal guy who pulls up today to go to Monday Night Football with you?
The ideal guy?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's out there. Let's see. Probably about 5'11" to about 6 foot. I don't need a chisel guy, but somebody who at least looks like they sort of take care of themselves, works out somewhat.
Do you work out yourself, Erica?
When I remember to, and when I'm not too lazy to go to the gym, but I'm about 5'3" and about 115 pounds.
Wow. That's nice.
That's very nice.
How big is your chest?
That is the area probably where I'm least endowed. I'm not a super size. I'm a 34B.
34B is fine.
Right.
Fine. You got big booty at?
I do have a big butt, yes.
Ah, very nice.
Okay, but and you're cute.
I've been told that I'm cute by being the references I've gotten.
That's cool.
When I used to sell cars, the problem I had the most was people would come in and flirt with me.
Wow. Really? What kind of cars did you sell?
I used to sell Oldsmobiles, actually.
Wow.
And now you're working at a grocery store.
And putting yourself through college.
And putting myself through college.
What was the problem with your last relationship?
The problem with my last relationship probably was I didn't have patience.
Really?
Yeah, I tend not to put up with BS that much.
Oldsmobile, grocery store. I'm trying to think of what the next step is up the ladder.
And no BS. No
BS. No BS. Now listen, you mentioned the guy, your ideal guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell us what you really will stand for. Well, what's the lowest standard?
The lowest standard?
Yeah.
The lowest standard would be somebody who's at least trying to do for themselves, even though they're still living with their parents or something like that. As long as
you've just opened the door to all of the guys who are listening to this show.
Absolutely.
Well, actually, I see some cars pulling in the parking lot, so I'm hoping.
All right, well, now listen, let's find out what kind of car are you driving right now, Erica.
I drive a 98 Kia.
A 98 Kia? What color is it?
It is a Kia Sophia.
And, that rhymes. I guess they did that on purpose.
Mama Mia, it's a Kia Sophia.
And you're in the Staples parking lot, New Carrollton. You're in a Kia Sophia. What color is it again?
Pardon?
Well, what color is the car?
It's a white car.
A white car. Okay, beautiful. And what we're going to do is give you 60 seconds, Erica, to sell yourself.
Okay.
Sell your location.
And give all the guys an opportunity to find their senorita in the Kia Sophia.
Okay, now, this is where Mike and I give you 60 seconds. We don't say anything, so you have to give your location, the car, bring the guys. Are you ready to sell yourself, honey?
I guess I am.
All right, just remember, she's super fresh, son.
Here she is. Fresh from the pastry aisle. Here is
stretched.
Erica. I meant to say fresh, not stretched.
Not stretched.
Huh. Stretched from the pastry aisle.
Stretched from the pastry aisle. Here's Erica.
Here's Erica. Go, Erica.
Okay, well, I'm 5'3", about 115. I have dark brown auburn hair that's about to the middle of my back. I have brown almond-shaped eyes. I've been told I have full lips and pretty hands. I'm in shape. I always keep a slight tan, and it's not fake. And I'm into all different types of music. I like to dance. I'm very laid back, outgoing. And I also...
Tell them where you are, sweetie.
Beg pardon?
Tell them where you are.
And I'm at the New Carrollton Shopping Center at Staples. And actually, I was just handed a card, too.
You were just handed a card?
I was told that a female will vouch for my looks of this one also.
Oh, very good. Okay, so there's a lady that came out to check you out?
Yes, there is.
All right.
Okay. And I see there's another man standing here behind her.
All right, well, keep going. You got about 10 seconds left.
I got 10 seconds left. Wow. This is a long time on this one. Now, I'm pretty laid back, easygoing. I've always been told that I'm good to hang out with, and I love video games.
What guy doesn't like that? Hey, that was a good sales job, Erica.
Nice,
well,
Erica.
Thank you.
I can tell you sold Oldsmobiles.
Thank you.
Very nice. Now, what we're going to do is give you a second, since we are on some kind of an amazing delay, because they don't trust us at all.
It's going to take a while before this gets out into the radio airwaves.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on hold, put another girl in play.
Okay.
That'll come back and see if you've got a guy who you like.
Okay.
And then we will go through an intricate system of coughing where you can tell us in code if you like the guy or not.
It's usually two coughs if you think the guy's horrible and one cough if you think he's a keeper.
Okay.
And don't forget, you have to go to Monday Night Football with him if you pick him.
Okay.
All right, hold on a second, please. All right, that is Erica.
That's the lovely Erica, stretched from the pastry aisle.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I meant to say fresh, not stretched.
Sometimes the faux pas are the best.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Shannon.
Shannon?
Yeah.
Shannon.
Shannon. Shannon.
Shannon. Say it before.
Shannon in the morning. Bless the format Friday on PLJ.
Hi, Shannon.
Hello.
Hi, are you calling for the game?
Yes, I am.
Beautiful. Shannon, tell us about yourself, please.
About 5'7", I weigh 130 pounds.
Yeah.
I heard you talking to the last caller, so I'll go ahead and give the 411. I'm about Italian and Irish. I have blonde hair, dark brown eyes.
Yeah.
And let's say I wear a 36C.
Ooh, wow, look at that, right to the vitals.
Pretty full hips, but I don't know if I have a big booty or not. I've been told it's nice.
Is there a celebrity, Shannon?
Yes.
Is there a celebrity that you resemble?
I've been told it's a cross between Sharon Stone and Winona Ryder because I've got Sharon Stone's features and her hairstyle.
Wow. Really? Are y'all
I know you hate Winona Ryder. I love Winona Ryder.
I can't get the Beetlejuice out of my mind with Winona Ryder.
I was reading in that Entertainment magazine that her stock is falling. You'll be happy to hear that. You know, her last couple of movies haven't been.
She's pale. You know, if she was my girl, I'd put her out in the sun. I'd have her eat some Big Macs.
Yeah, and she'd get burned, and then she'd get fat.
Yeah.
At the very least, she needs some color on her.
And what do you do?
I'm a technical recruiter.
How old are you? Did we ask you that? How old you are?
No, you didn't. I'm 27.
What happened in the last relationship you were involved in?
The last relationship I was involved in, he moved to New York City without telling me.
That bastard.
Okay. Wow.
That bastard. That rat bastard.
And what are you looking for in a guy? Well, wait, give me your best case scenario and then tell me what you'll really settle for.
What I'll settle for. Well, I really don't like to settle, but let's see, my best case scenario would be someone who can wake up in the morning and eat cold pizza and drink beer and start the day off with ESPN Sports Center.
Don, I got to leave a little early.
Oh, this is my girl, Mike. Oh. This is my girl. She likes TV, pizza, beer in the morning.
Beer and pizza in the morning.
In the morning. Okay, now, what's your drop dead? What's the lowest form of guy that you'll accept?
White, Catholic, and sick about it.
Okay.
Well, that would be a slogan we used to use on this show.
And
that's right.
That's a lot of guys out there. A lot of guys fit that criteria.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Shannon, hold on 1 second.
All right.
Let me just check back with Erica real quick to see if she's had any luck. Erica?
Yes?
Have you had any luck?
Actually, there is a young man here that pulled up in a blue Accord that looks kind of nice.
Has he gotten out and come over to you?
Oh, yeah. He's come over and talked to me for a minute, gotten back to his car, listened to the radio, and just walked back over here now.
Okay. Do you like him?
I think I like him.
Hmm. Cough once if you think he's got possibilities. Cough twice if you'd like him to go away.
Awesome. That's once. Okay, so it's possibilities. Now, cough twice if you'd like to hang out for a little longer and see if you can get a better offer. She wants this guy.
You want this guy. Okay.
All right.
Pull him into your car. We'll come back and meet him in a second.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, that's good. That's the first, that's a successful one.
Wonderful. Right, let me go back to Shannon. Okay, Shannon?
Oh, yes.
Shannon, where are you located?
I'm at the Vienna Metro.
Well, that's easy.
Ah, the Vienna Metro. Beautiful, at a metro station. However,
yes.
That's a gigantic place. Exactly where are you in the Vienna Metro?
I'm on the south side, where the buses pull in.
Okay, so that little turnaround area over there where they've got, like, the little kiosks where people wait for the bus?
Yes.
And you're in your car?
I am in my car.
What kind of car are you driving?
It's a Volvo, a 2000 Volvo.
Oh, a Volvo. Hey, watch out. I've heard, I can't say for sure, but I've heard those cars are trouble. what's the model?
The cars or the girls?
No, the cars. Well, no. And the girls.
Yeah.
What's the model Volvo you have?
It's a S40. It's the new one.
Uh-huh. Be careful.
Uh-oh.
That's all I want to say. Be very careful. You might want to think about getting a Cadillac.
But you sound like you're very successful there, Shannon.
For 27, I think I am.
Shut on. All right, so Shannon, you're at the Vienna Metro.
Yes.
What color is your Volvo?
It's burgundy.
A burgundy Volvo.
That's a 2000 burgundy Volvo.
She's by the turnaround area.
Yes.
Well, I think we endorse this girl, don't we? She sounds cute.
Absolutely. She's sitting there in her Volvo and looking for, love.
All right, Shannon, we're going to give you 60 seconds.
Okay.
Sell yourself. Give your location. First guy that shows up, if you like him, you go to Monday Night Football with him. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Shannon. Shannon in her vulva.
Hi. Well, 60 seconds. There's not much to say in 60 seconds, but 5'7", 130, pretty voluptuous figure, loves football, can out-talk football with most of the men that I know, avid sports junkie, live with my mother, go all the time, graduate of Virginia Tech, very ambitious, I have a dog, and my dog has to like the guy, so I guess that's kind of a plus. I'm very outgoing, very outdoorsy, and
I had to dump her for a second. She got a bit risque.
I can quote just about anything from it.
You need to give that location again, Shannon.
I am at the turnaround in the Vienna Metro where the buses pick you up. I'm in a burgundy Volvo. Short blonde hair. Oh, there's someone is walking over to me. He's getting off the bus, and he's smiling and pointing at me.
Already?
getting off the bus?
Got off the bus.
Does he have a radio on his head?
He could have had a Walkman on,
sure.
Right?
He's got a Walkman.
He's got a Walkman. Great. All right.
And listen, this could be the fastest ever. Do you like the looks of this guy?
He looks a little older.
A little older.
Gotcha. Shannon, again at the Vienna Metro.
Yes.
We're going to give you a second to see if anybody shows up. Remember, she's in the turnaround area. She's in her burgundy Volvo.
Yes, it's a 2000 burgundy S40 Volvo.
and she's looking for a guy. She's voluptuous. Hold on. We'll come right back to you, Shannon.
Alrighty.
Hold on, because we do want to go back to Erica.
Erica, who found a fella out in New Carrollton near the Staples.
Erica, is this a successful love connection?
So far, I do think it is.
So far, beautiful.
That's good.
Would you put the suspect on the phone, please?
Surely. Here you go.
All right, let's meet this guy. Meet the parents. Hello. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Paul.
Paul, where are you from?
I'm originally from Jamaica.
Originally from Jamaica, man. Wow. Jamaica. Paul, what do you think of the looks of Erica?
Exactly what she said on the radio.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble, Paul?
Who do I most resemble?
Don't repeat a question with a question.
I'm sorry, sir. I've been told I look like one of the guys from All For One group singers.
One of those fag boy booth groups.
All right, but Paul, what do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah.
Don't answer a question with a question.
I'm sorry, I work at a call center.
At a call center?
Yes.
Is that like for
the Federal Trade Commission?
Oh, all right.
All right, gotcha.
Right, very good.
All right, would you like to go to Monday Night Football with Erica?
I'd love to.
All right, let me talk to her again then, please.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, I'm Paul.
Hey, Erica? Erica?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is do or die time.
Okay.
Cough once if you want to go with him. Cough twice if you want to cut bait and get somebody else.
She's going to Monday Night Football. Beautiful. With Paul, Erica. Congratulations.
Beautiful. Well, listen, kids, we'll have two tickets for you. However, you must pick them up separately.
Okay.
So that we know you guys will go together.
Okay.
The Redskins and the Titans, Monday Night Football, this Monday night at FedEx Field. Have a great time. And please, for God's sake, you know, we always say this to people, and they never call back and tell us what happened on the date.
Let us know what happened, Erica, and that's because you were the first one to call. We really want to hear from you first, okay?
I promise I'll call back.
All right, thank you, Erica. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
Hope it works out with this guy.
All right, thank you.
Bring Mace, and hold on just a second, please.
Okay.
Hold on. Now, let's go back to Shannon.
Shannon!
At the metro stop to see
yes.
if she found anybody. Hey, Shannon?
Yes.
The guy who got off the bus?
Yes.
The old man with the Walkman? What about him?
Not so much.
Oh, Donnie, you
there's
are
a couple others,
yes,
but you know,
sir.
I think it's the place I picked. They're all suits. They don't look like they'd be avid football watchers. I might be the loudest one.
You know, I mean, but you got to give some of the other guys probably a little time to get there. You really do.
This is true.
All right, you know what we do? We do a break. We're going to leave you there.
Okay.
And come back during the break, because you sound too hot to be sitting there in your vulva much longer alone.
Well, I'm glad you have good taste in women.
Okay. That's great. Are you comfortable in your vulva right now?
I certainly am.
Very good.
Again, this is Shannon. And she is at the Vienna Metro.
For those who serve.
At the turnaround by where people drop off in the morning by the kiss and ride thing.
South side.
And she's in a purple vulva, a year 2000 car. Okay, Shannon?
Yes?
Stay there. I bet by the time we get back from spots, you'll have a guy.
Alrighty.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
Please.
Shannon.
Shannon. Shannon. And hold on, Mr. 40's on the phone finally.
Right.
40.
Yo.
4-0.
What's up, dog?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, listen, I got to do a break.
Right. I heard. I'm listening.
I got to do a break, and then we want the full recap of everything that happened to you in Detroit this weekend.
Right, okay.
Did you have a good time?
Ooh, man, I got nothing but love for y'all, man.
Did you,
very good. Good to hear.
Did you throw anything at Galata?
No, I was too far away, man.
Oh, really?
He caught it, too. I was on the other side of the ring. He actually left on the other side.
Oh, man, I can't give him his props.
No, you don't want
to
do that.
All right, hold on for me. Come right back to you after we get this girl, Shannon, a date. That's coming up right after this.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. To obtain maximum enjoyment from your please observe the following precautions. When a is not being played, store it out of direct sunlight or high temperatures. Before inserting a into the, be sure that both rotate freely in both directions. The will automatically eject at the end of the. If the ejects prematurely, remove it and check for free rotation of both. If it fails to do so, a gentle outward pull on the will cause the to eject. The head should be cleaned once a month with a cotton swab, slightly moistened with 70% isopropyl alcohol. Failure to follow these precautions will decrease your enjoyment and may result in damage to your
Thank you for allowing us to spend this brief time with you. Happy.
Kind of like a 5-foot fecal coil of comedy. The Don and Mike Show.
Friday on the show, what would you eat for a trip to Rome?
Arrivederci, Roma.
We got some great ones today. We'll get some more great ones tomorrow. We're not going to New York because Ken is a jerk-off.
Right.
And so is Jeremy. And we had to give away our World Series tickets because they couldn't get a hotel room in Manhattan.
And Charlie, if you're listening, I hope you can follow up to see if the people that win those tickets do get the car and the hot dog, because they'll try to screw them out of that if they know what they're doing.
Hot dogs, because there was a hot dog for each of us.
Right. Yeah, and we got to figure out, somebody ought to, I'd love to hear from somebody from that area, what the average cost of a hot dog is at Shea.
Well, tomorrow on the show, we'll have the phone number of the people who won the tickets tonight, so we'll be able to call them tomorrow.
Tonight.
Before they go to the game, and then we'll also talk to them after the game.
Good.
Because after all, it was our prize from Ken Stevens.
I hope they enjoy the upper decker.
Hello. Yeah, they're upper deck seats. Sorry.
Hey, you're still at the World Series. A lot of people would pay good money for those tickets. Cheap,
those are the seats that we would have been using.
They're good seats. It's a small stadium. It's a good seat.
And listen, I don't know. We won't know until we talk to the winners tomorrow because of this goddamn tape delay thing we're on. But
exactly.
Who knows? You know, scalp them. Make some money.
Yeah. Hey. Take a nice limo ride, and then take the limo into a Little Italy. Have a nice dinner.
Hello, Shannon?
Yes.
Shannon. All right, here she is, Shannon, with a Highway Love connection at the Vienna Metro stop. Have you found a guy?
Yeah, I did.
There you go. Another successful love connection.
Always a happy ending on the Highway Love connection. How many guys did you have to go through before you found the one?
Four or five.
Were they all getting off the buses? Shannon?
Shannon?
Yes. My cell phone was breaking up.
Oh. Were they all getting off buses?
No. This one was just walking around.
This one was just walking around.
Wow. Yeah, what does this fella look like?
He's about 5'10", dark hair, blue eyes.
Yeah.
Pretty athletic.
All right, Shannon, why don't you put him on the phone. What's his name?
His name's Bill.
Bill, put him on.
Okay, just a second.
Okay, let's talk to Bill.
Big, bad Bill.
Hey, Bill? Hello, Bill?
I guess Bill is in a, what's he, in the back seat?
Hello?
Hello, Bill?
Yeah.
Bill, hi, it's Don and Mike. How do you like Shannon?
Well, just met her 2 seconds ago, but she seems okay so far.
Okay, Bill? You're the guy she selected?
Well, she's pretty cute.
She's pretty cute.
Bill, are you trying to play it cool? Bill, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, I guess... Jesus.
He's just a dunce.
He's just a dullard.
Well, Bill, my advice to you would be to watch it, because after talking to Shannon for the last couple of seconds,
right.
I get the feeling she's what we call an HM. High maintenance.
Very high maintenance.
But if you think that you're up to the challenge...
You like the look of her, Bill?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to go to Monday Night Football with her?
I would love to do that.
Beautiful. Put her back on.
All right, just a second.
Put her back on.
Hello?
You know
the transfer of the phone takes about... Is Bill a little slow?
You know, I am not...
No, I think he's a little apprehensive of getting into a car with a strange girl handing him a phone for the radio.
I'm in no position to want to drag this out any further, but are you sure that this is the guy you want to go with?
Yes. He seems real nice.
So he's a really good-looking dumb guy, right?
He's a pretty good-looking guy, yeah.
All right, hey, hold on a second, Shannon.
All right.
Lisa just put something on the screen that we've had about 50 people call to say what this guy wants to say. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm down here at that metro on the south side, and there's no Volvo here.
There's no Volvo there?
No, I've run around 3 times looking for
it. All right, and Lisa says it on the screen. We've had no less than 50 guys call
that say they can't find this Volvo.
They can't find her.
Yeah, there's a bunch of cars driving around. I think they're all looking for her.
So you're looking for a Volvo at the Vienna Metro station?
Yeah, on the south side.
You know, there's always the chance that we're being scammed by the great unwashed.
Based on Bill, you know, that's always the type that, you know what I mean? That's always a red flare right there.
Shannon?
Yes?
Shannon, you're not trying to scam us, are you?
No,
I was right in the way. I was literally in the turnaround, and they made me move.
Oh, they
I got moved around.
You got moved around. Where are you now?
Actually, I'm sitting towards the entrance of it.
Towards the entrance.
Hey. That's not right. You can't stop by the entrance.
That's why I keep getting pushed around.
It would seem odd that the guy that was apprehensive about getting into a stranger's car, that you would drive away with the stranger in your car. Especially if you were driving away from his car.
He followed.
Well, how about, Shannon, if you're really at the Vienna Metro stop, why don't you right now drive around to where this other guy is?
If you're at the entrance, it should take you 30 seconds.
Okay.
So, you on the phone, the guy who's challenging this, is your name Bill also?
That's right.
All right, Bill, where are you in the Vienna Metro station right now?
I'm at the turnaround part where you pull in to pick up your ride, and it's all blocked up with cars. I could hardly get through.
Exactly.
Oh, of course, exactly. I just said it.
All right, so how would you get to where she is?
Well, I got to get out of this area and drive back down towards Nutley Street. That's where the entrance is.
Now, where are you right now, Shannon?
I'm right at Nutley Street, right where he's speaking of.
You're at the entrance?
Yes.
All right, well, stay right there.
All right.
Don't move.
All right.
Let me ask our chief investigator, Charlie Broyhill, who stepped into the room.
Gadget, what's happening?
What are your thoughts?
So far, I don't believe her.
Mm-mm. You don't believe her?
There's too much giggle in her voice and too much stupid in his.
Yeah.
But I've never been on the radio before.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, when people try to scam us, Shannon, first of all, you never get away with it. And if you are doing it, the best thing to do, and believe me, and trust me when I say this, You come clean right away. It's always better for you if you come clean right away.
As long as this guy Bill is looking, I'll tell anybody else who's in the area of Nutley Street, if you're listening to the show right now, just pull into the Vienna Metro stop and see if there's a girl in a Volvo parked right at the entrance.
And if you are trying to scam us, Shannon, if you come clean with us, you know, that's the best way to handle it.
All right, well, what if it's intimidating that all these people are, like, walking up to my car and I got nervous?
Pardon me?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, all these people walking up to my car, and there is a huge, huge traffic jam of people going around in that area.
Let's speak to your relationship with Bill. You know Bill, don't you?
No, I don't know Bill.
You've never met Bill before in your life?
Never met Bill in my life.
So you actually did play the game with Bill?
I did play the game with Bill.
Where is your car right now?
Now I've just been bumped. I'm pushed down on the other side of Nutley. I'm inching my way down.
You're inching your way down?
You're not parked?
No, I can't sit still. There's tons of cars.
Hold on a second, please, honey.
Thank you.
This isn't working.
See if I find somebody else out there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
I just happened to be on Nutley when the girl called in.
Yeah.
So I buzzed in. She was not there. I was a valet for 17 years. I looked at every car 4 different times. She was not there.
She was not there.
She didn't mention Nutley by name until the gentleman caller mentioned Nutley by name.
Ah, correct, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That girl that you guys are talking to is jacking your chain because I just left the metro station.
Okay, you didn't see her?
No.
No, you didn't. Oh, and hey, guess what? She just hung up.
Oh.
Do we have her phone number?
Yeah, I have all her.
You got it? You got her number, Lisa? All right, bring it over. Let me call her back. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'm the 100th caller, buddy.
What's that?
I'm the 100th caller.
Oh, come on. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Master Detective here.
Yes.
Have the bimbo and the Volvo honk her horn and see if the guys hear it who are circling the lot.
Well, I mean, she's hung up now, so we're trying to find out what's going on.
Well, Lisa just brought me her number back. Thank you.
Hold on.
We're going to try to find out whether we got disconnected or... Meanwhile, Bill, that's the first time we got suspicious.
Right.
So one of the guys like, she's okay.
Dumb guy getting in the car.
Dang. It's what we call hinky. Yeah, it's very hinky.
Yeah, you know, and I forgot that people do try to play this game with us.
Oh, absolutely.
They really do.
It's Monday Night Football tickets.
Oh, hold on, that was a bad sell. Let me try again. 7033. Gotcha. Ah, there's a ring.
Let's see what happens. Cheaters never prosper.
She's going to crack any second.
Yeah, well, let's find out. I mean, let's say, you know, let's pursue this a little bit more here.
We're sorry.
The person you are calling does not wish to talk with callers who block their number.
That's interesting.
How can you do that on a cell phone?
I don't get it.
I didn't know you could do that on a cell phone. Jesus.
Here comes Gadget. What's going on, Gadget?
You can't do that on a cell phone.
Huh.
So that was her home number.
Oh, that was her home number.
Or a home number.
Oh, brother.
Did she say it was her car number?
I didn't speak to her.
Lisa, did she say it was her car number? She didn't?
No, she did not.
She just gave a bunch. How many numbers did she give you guys?
Two. Supposedly her car number and her work number.
Mm-hmm.
She's so dumb to try to scam us because we get everybody's address and phone numbers.
Before we play the game.
Right.
I mean, even if you went through the whole thing, you wouldn't get the tickets anyway, because if it was a scam, we'd know.
Right. Well, now I'm calling the number that's supposedly a cell phone number.
Thanks for calling 703.
No.
We can't take your call right now, but leave a message and we'll get back to you.
Yeah, you know what that is? That's not a cell phone. That's not a cell phone. That's a regular phone.
Yeah, it's not even a cell phone. This person wasn't even in a car.
That's a regular freaking phone. Yeah, say it, Rob. Poor Hellcat bitch!
We did it, guys!
Okay,
we got her.
Listen, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give this first guy who called to rat her out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Bill, my man, enjoy your two tickets to see the Redskins and the Titans on Monday night.
You're going to the game, Bill.
You guys are awesome.
Way to go.
You find your own girl, though.
I'll do that.
Okay?
Or boy.
Thanks,
Don and Mike.
We wasted too much time with this today.
And if you want to know just how bright our opponent was in that match, she does live at that address. She has an unlisted phone number, which we now have because she gave us. But that is her home address that she...
Well, perhaps we can get more information tomorrow.
Good.
Why wait till tomorrow?
Why wait till tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Charlie. Charlie will be getting that information this evening.
Right. Bill, where are you from?
Centerville.
Bill, enjoy your time at the Redskins game on Monday night.
Have a good time, Bill.
You guys are great. Thanks.
Thank you for ratting that bitch out. Thank you. Hold on, Bill. We'll tell you how to get your free tickets for Monday Night Football.
Very good.
Oh, that bitch.
Not even in a car.
That bitch. You better pick up the phone now, honey. Because after I'm done here, see what I'm doing? I'm giving the phone to Broyhill. I'm giving the card to Broyhill.
Inspector Gadget. You don't want that.
It's out of my hands now. Your phone number is out of my hands. It's been passed on to the inspector.
We need closure.
The Surgeon General has your phone number.
An apology can save your day.
That's right.
It's all we require. A sincere apology.
And we're so dumb, we sat through the entire charade with her.
No,
no, no, no, no, la, 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 la.
Can't take your call right now, but leave a message and we'll get back to you.
Liar.
We'd like an apology.
Hellcat!
Never try to scam the Don and Mike show.
Oh. Liar. Liar.
Lying whore!
We want an explanation and an apology, please.
Hope you and Bill have really nice children together.
Hope you've learned your lesson.
Don't push the soft spot in their head. No wonder I believe you work at a grocery store.
Yeah, the other lady in a super fresh. No, she was on the level.
I think.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows now?
I mean, no affront at those hardworking Americans who actually do work at grocery stores.
A lot of honest, hardworking people at grocery stores.
Yeah.
Shannon, if that's your real name, Shannon, please let us know what the deal is.
Right.
And, you know, then please just give us an explanation because this whole thing turned to a big pile of ass.
You're busted, though.
Busted!
Have a nice day.
Goodbye. Okay, well, I'm sure we'll hear back, and Broyhill will work on that overnight. Now, let's go to line number two. We're standing by to give us an update on his trip to Detroit.
Where he went for the Tyson-Galata fight.
Is our friend, Mr. 40. 40! Yeah, how are the 40s today?
Man, I haven't started. I had to wait for you guys. I'm sitting in the office, but I'm on the way.
Oh, man, you must be going out of your mind.
Tapping the vein.
had no idea we were going to have that crazy bitch that was going to, you know, drive us in circles.
Right, it was crazy.
That's okay. I'm high-functioning, baby.
So, listen, here's the deal. We gave Mr. 40 a free trip to Detroit Friday night to go to the big Tyson-Galata fight. Went with a guy who won a contest on the show. 40, first question, did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. It was off the hook.
Now, what was the name of the guy you went with, 40? What was his name?
B. Broderick. But you
Broderick.
Call him B.
You call him B. You and B went out to Detroit, and you had a good time.
Right.
Okay, tell us everything that happened on your dream date.
Yo, first of all, dream date.
Yeah.
Well, I got the National. Went to the brew house, got a beer.
Right.
Of course.
Waiting for my plane.
Okay.
And he came up, you know, he's like, what's up? You know, we already spoken a couple of times on the phone. He had dropped his ticket at the station.
He dropped what?
He dropped his ticket to the fight at the station before we left.
Oh, my God. So you mean he got all the way to the airport and he didn't have his ticket?
No, I had it. They brought it to me, so.
Good.
So we hooked that up, got on the plane, it's all good. We didn't sit together because we checked in at different times.
Right.
And they lost his luggage between National and whatever that.
Detroit.
Right.
So B's having a rough time of it already.
At the onset.
Right, okay.
So then... This was the only drawback to the whole thing, but it was the most entertaining also.
Okay.
The airport was like centrally located between everything. I don't know if you've ever been to the palace, but it's in the suburbs.
Right.
And the airport is the hotel is between the airport, like 30 miles away.
Oh, the fight was at the place where the Pistons play, right?
Right.
The Palace in Auburn Hills. Okay.
Right. So the hotel was 20 miles between from the palace and like 30 from the airport. It was like in the middle of the two.
Right.
So we spent like $200 on cabs over the weekend.
Wow.
The cab ride was like $50 each way.
However,
cab drivers, man, all of our cab drivers ran lights.
All right.
Oh, good. That's good. So you got where you were going quick.
Oh, yeah. In one piece, man. It was great.
Good. You got to like that.
They don't run the meters when you stop to get 40s. That was cool. That kind of, you know.
Oh, man. You had to love them after that.
That was a nice little reimbursement. So we got to the hotel, and then we finagled, you know, two beds because that whole king size. The chick looked at us when we walked up. And we gave it a little thing, so she pulled up the reservation. She just looked up and she went, one king size bed?
No way. That's like Ken wanting to put me and Mike in that bed 2 hours outside of New York today.
Not going to work at all.
You're like, nee.
So you get your double beds?
Yeah, they hooked that up. And I must say, the Westin has very wonderful beds.
Very wonderful beds.
So you stayed at the Westin, so they put you up in a nice hotel.
Oh, yeah, it was nice. It was nice. Like 30 pillows in the bed, man. I was like, it was crazy.
Could you get...
It was ludicrous. It was crazy. I just knew I was going to kill him.
Could you get 40s with room service?
Nah, man, but the bar, though, the chicks at the bar hooked us up. We did all right down there.
Chicks at the bar.
Yeah, we did all right. Oh, God, I forgot the name. Yolanda and Rhonda, they hooked it up.
Yolanda and Rhonda.
Right.
That was the two different shifts. So they hooked that up.
Yolanda and Rhonda makes the heart grow fonder.
Yolanda and Rhonda let you drink all you want. I stopped at Cheers in the airport, too, and got another beer while we waited for his bag to come on the next plane.
Right.
So we had the big 34 ounces there. That was cool.
So you got what you really need in life, and that's you got your beer.
Life's blood.
So when you got to the fight,
right?
Here's what I want to know.
Okay.
At the point when Galata quits, where were you, and what was the crowd reaction like?
Let's see. The crowd reeled in resentment. A little alliteration there.
I mean, that was really nasty.
The thing about it was the first couple of fights were cool. Like the Ali fight was all right. The Zab Judah fight was pretty good. I mean, I like the fight. I'm a fight fan, so they were pretty cool.
Oh, I mean, you said Ali. You're talking about his daughter?
His daughter?
Mm. Yeah. Wow. So those were pretty cool fights leading up to it. And then those first couple of rounds, till he hit him with that crushing blow that knocked him down, and he slipped. It looked like, you know, it'd go five or six rounds. Everybody was pretty happy. So just the fact that he wouldn't come out, I was like, oh, come on. So everybody just kind of went. Half of the people were, like, wishing we were close enough to throw stuff, and the other half were saying,
You knew that was going to happen. You knew it was going to happen. Everybody was saying that.
Was there almost a riot in there? I mean,
it got crazy, man.
It got out of hand, right?
Yeah, because people were really in those, and like every section just started, they were like, come on, they couldn't believe it.
Yeah, well, people were pissed. I would have been pissed, too.
It's always something with Galata. It always is something, and it's always something with Tyson. So, I mean,
yeah,
you know,
Mike
I think...
Mike was on good behavior, though.
Yeah, Mike was on good behavior.
He was fighting.
Galata, you know, always tends to pull something. They said he's got a real self-destruct mechanism.
All right,
know?
So you're at the fight. Galata quits. People don't riot, but they get crazy. Then you leave the palace
at
Auburn Hills. What did you guys do that on Friday night?
See, that was a toughie because we were, you know, everybody was like, you know, Greek town, go downtown, do this, do that, and the other. And, you know, we think about $50 cab rides, right?
Right.
So we were like, then we were supposed to go to Puffy's party, and that turned out that they... I mean, it was a whole lot of, I don't know if there were rumors or what, everybody's like, it's $300 a ticket. It was like, oh, really? Oh, I left that platinum 40 card at home.
The platinum 40 card.
Yeah, so like, and then we figured out that we, like the shuttle thing was like everybody that had won anything from every radio station across the country pretty much.
Right. Oh, it was a cattle call. Sorry about that.
Right. No, that's cool. Hey, I was a celebrity, though. You know, I played it off. They're like, how are you winning? I was like, I was the prize. Man. I was like, I'm Mr. 40. They were like, oh, right. I was like, yeah, the album would be out in the springtime.
So
then we all, like, herded back to the hotel, man. I mean, everybody drank so much, man. We just made jokes all the way, and it was like a 45-minute ride. If you add in traffic, it took us like an hour and a half to get back to the hotel.
So it was a good ride, though.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah, that was cool.
So. And then you went back to Yolanda and Rhonda.
The bar was closing at 12, man. It was killing us.
Oh, that had to suck.
Hey, listen.
But the bus driver stopped and got us 40.
You gotta love that. When you got home, did Mrs. 40 smell your fingers?
Oh, nah, come on now.
Mrs. 40 smell your underpants?
No, unless I wasn't there. I mean, it's all good. She's like, you know, as long as I got a beer, man, I don't need it.
So is B a regular friend now or what?
Yeah, B's cool. We you know what? We actually developed a little idea. We want to start a talk show. So, it's going to be televised, though, and it's tight. And I can't get an idea out because, you know, there's somebody on rush to copyright it.
Oh, right. Before. Very good. You better patent that.
Yeah, exactly. But it's real. It's crazy. I'm going to bounce it off you guys, you know, later, you know.
So, officially, for the record, Mr. 40, you had a great time in Detroit at the fight.
No doubt. Many thanks to the Dynamite Show. Many thanks.
Yeah, way to go, Mr. 40.
Right back at you.
Now, I got one thing I got to say to you.
Yeah.
And this was came from yesterday, so I was listening to yesterday's show.
Yes.
Had me for clipped.
Okay, what?
Because you're talking about your trip out to L.A. and right. How everybody treated you. You know what I'm saying?
They treated me very nicely.
Right. And you and you're saying, you know, the people, that, and then you had the sincere offer from Kevin to go to Vegas and everything. And
right.
How everybody was just totally nice to you. And you know what? I always thank you guys off the air when I'm there. You know what I mean? But I just wanted to, you know, thank you because y'all treat me the same way. You know how I'm always like, all right, how much can I really say and how much can I? No, it's all right. I'll see you guys. And I'm always like, you know, if I say too much, shut me up. Blah, 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 blah. You guys are always like, no, man, we like you. We want you here. We're glad you came. And I just got to thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you guys treat me just like they treated you. You treat me. And I wanted to publicly acknowledge.
Round of applause for Mr. 40. We accept your thanks. That's very nice of you to say that.
It was a very gay moment. Thank you.
A very gay, sweet.
Bonding.
We don't do well with that, but thank you so much, Mr. 40.
Yeah, and listen, 40.
You know I meant it from the bottom of my heart.
40, I mean, look, we got a break now, but I need to talk to you this week because I do have another project for you.
There you go.
Okay. I got some stuff I ordered for you guys. It's going to be here in a week or so.
Wow.
You
know? All right, well then, come down when you get your stuff, and we'll talk about your next big trip.
All right.
Because I got another big one for you.
Cool.
All right, and glad you had a great time. Thanks for representing us at the fight.
Great report. I really have to give you your props.
Hey, thank you. Hey, Mike, come on, man. Did you grow it back yet?
No. I'm still looking soft, 40.
Stop playing, man.
I'm still looking soft for you, 40.
Hey, grow it back and get a drink.
All right. Goodbye, Mr. 40.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Bye. Peace out. There he is. We do love our Mr. 40.
He's all right.
Good time he had in Detroit. Glad to hear that.
Good. And he made a new friend, B.
Oh, Buzz, hold on. Before we go to news.
All right.
We have an update, I believe, on the skank who was lying to us.
Ah, very good. What is the update?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I was
on Nutley Street, getting off the Nutley Street exit onto 66 right as you were talking to her.
Yeah.
And she was telling you that she's sitting at Vienna Metro. I got maybe half a mile past it, and I look over, and here's this girl in a burgundy Volvo S40 four-door with a little fin on it. And as I backed up a little, as I was backing off a little bit, it says alumni Virginia Tech on the license, like around the license
plate. Well, wait a minute. Wait. Hold on a second. If there was, that might have been another Volvo.
Yeah.
That's true. But she was blonde.
We've called, and the number that we've called that she gave us is not a cell phone number.
She was looking around and laughing the whole time, and I pointed at her, and she turned her head and took off.
Here's the thing. If this girl really was on the level,
then call us and we'll eat crow.
Yeah, you would.
I mean, we really don't have an end to this investigation yet. We don't have any conclusions yet. We really don't. We just think that we were scammed.
Yeah, well, we think she was guilty, to be honest with you.
But we'd like to find out. And if you're saying you saw her at Vienna Metro,
I saw her on 66 underneath the Vienna Metro walkway.
Oh, that's probably somebody on a Volvo.
Yeah, do you have any?
Well, it could be, absolutely.
Yeah, on, please.
God, you moron.
Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, she saw, there was a Volvo on the highway with 550,000 cars.
Jesus Christ.
Didn't it sound like she saw her at the metro station?
Yes, but no, she was on 66, on Route 66.
Right.
On a highway.
Smiling.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Well, I thought we had her here. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
This is Tom.
Tom who?
I want to give you the thank of my life.
You want to give us the what, Tom?
The thank of my life.
The thank of your life.
Hi, Mike. I have cancer of the brain, and you guys have every day carried me on. I've got 3 months left, and I'm going to thank you so much.
All right, well, there's no nicer compliment we could get. However, if I was you and I had 3 months left to live, I wouldn't be listening to the show. I would be running up my credit cards, and I would be down to the Cayman Islands getting laid as much as I could.
Yeah, every
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
Running up my credit cards and listening to your show.
Good for you.
Excellent. All right.
And I'm getting laid, and hey, guys. Your show was the greatest thing on the radio.
Well, God bless you.
God bless you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, buddy, enjoy.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Mike.
Very nice.
I know you'll never answer me again. Thank you.
All right,
God love you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
You know, who knows on this show?
Yeah. Isn't that horrible? We get a call like that. If it's legitimate, we could not be more humble. I swear to God. But are you like me? When you get that fresh on the heels of being scammed, you know, you think we're gonna say thank you, and then he's gonna come in with a zinger at the end of that.
And now, of course, calling us from Mexico at precisely the wrong time.
Of course.
Jesus.
All right, listen, Dennis, are you or are you not in the contest to have the softest penis?
Okay, the contest, they were talking about the contest, but the thing is, the promoter decided at the last minute not to have it.
Huh. Well, great, I'm glad he told us that before we got Igar's.
I know, Bogan, I'm pissed too.
To send you down there. When are you coming back?
I'm coming back tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, come to the station. Tell us what happened.
Actually, I won't be home till 9 o'clock.
All right, come in Thursday.
Okay. You'll be in New York, though.
No, we're not.
No, we're not going to be in New York.
We got gypped out of our trip.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Okay.
God, I'm sorry for this. This is... Oh, God, I'm pissed.
Hey, Dennis, are you going to bring back souvenirs?
For example...
Dennis, you answer it, okay? I can't figure everything out for you.
I'll bring back souvenirs.
Okay, good. Did you get laid?
No, I didn't get laid.
You did not get laid, huh?
No, God, I've been a good boy.
Do you at least have pictures that you can put on your website?
Oh, I have pictures I can put on my website. Last night, there was a 15-door orgy.
A 15-year-old orgy.
I've got pictures of that.
Wow.
All right, Dennis, listen, come in Thursday. We'll see you then.
Okay. God, I'm sorry for the I'm pissed.
All right. So am I. I'll see you Thursday.
Okay.
Mike?
Yes, Dennis.
Hey, you want cocker? Hold on. There's a guy who knows. Sure, you want cocker?
No.
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 Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'll see you, sir. Okay, thank you. I'm calling.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Another triumph.
There he is. Dennis's failed trip to go to a pornography convention.
Put him in that situation and he punts it.
He's sponsored by eGars.com, the best cigar site on the planet.
It seems like just a week ago we were giving him all that credit for his Speedo performance.
Well, maybe he'll have some good pictures he can put on the
website. Yeah, maybe he'll have some stories when he's not down there, you know, talking to us from the tunnel.
Maybe so. And now let's go to Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Right, it was Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz, don't even tell me.
Uh-huh.
Lead story tonight.
Yes.
I'm Buzz Burbank. Lead story, Don and Mike get gypped out of their series tickets by Ken Stevens.
That's just one of the world's injustices, Don. Tonight, the lead story is American soldiers on alert in the Middle East.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
The thing is, professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Where opinions are like cowboy hats. The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, I hate to keep breaking into your news time. I'm going to have to call a lovely Lisa.
Yes?
To testify.
Oh, yes, the situation gets curiouser and curiouser.
More on that possible scam, eh?
No. A different scam.
Oh, a different scam.
A different scam. You know, why people can't just play the contest...
I don't know.
...the way they're set up, I don't know. Here now...
Why they think they're bright enough? You know, they're not. In fact, the people that try to do this are dumber than the average listener.
Looking lovely in purple today is Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
When Erica called in, and they had won, I got her phone number and not her address. I got Paul, the other winner, the guy that she chose, got his phone number. Well, I tried to call them back to get their addresses. To make a long story short, I finally got an answer at Erica's house. I guess it was her mother. And said, I'm Lisa from the Don and Mike Show. She won a prize. Do you have her cell phone number? I had a couple quick questions to ask her. She said, oh, no, I don't, blah, blah, blah. And I chatted with her for a brief second. And then I said, you know, Paul so-and-so, the name of the guy who won. She goes, oh, yeah, that's her fiancé.
Two dumb bitches tried to scam us.
What are they doing here?
Well, they're busted. Sucks. We have both of their home phone numbers.
And didn't you say that a lot of people were calling when this girl was at the location saying...
That she wasn't there either?
She gave us that whole BS thing about I'm at Staples.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and
she wasn't there?
Yeah, I blew it off because I had already, at that point, I had already hung up the phone with her. I had gotten their phone number, sent them on their way. So my thought was they had just left. Like, they got out of there. So I didn't
How
think anything
stupid do they think we are? We're going to, you know, on this game more than any other, we're going to find out. We always find out. We always found out.
It's her fiance.
Yeah, they just wanted to go to the Redskins game. What crap.
Jesus.
We have a lot of junior detectives out there who are
our
friends. We want to thank everybody, and we want to thank Mom, you know, for saying, oh, that's her fiance. At least she was honest.
Well, maybe I don't have to dial one. Hold on.
Time to revoke another prize. Yeah, well, that means we're going to have somebody else going to have two tickets.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Good.
And all they have to do is call in to win. They don't have to send the car in a parking lot.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
All right.
She doesn't think she minds.
Did she say she doesn't think she minds?
I don't think I mind.
You don't mind.
Don't mind. Okay.
Well, it's very nice to have you on the air with us.
Hi, listen. Is this Erica's mother?
Yes.
Hi. Listen. Hi. We're doing a radio show, and your daughter, Erica, called up and told us that she had her car parked at a Staples parking lot.
We were doing a game called the Highway Love Connection. That's where single people try to find dates to go on great dates with great prizes.
With strangers, and we have Monday Night Football tickets to give away. And she called and said, hi, I'm in the Staples parking lot, and she told us all about herself. And then she was supposed to just... meet the first stranger that showed up.
So she met a stranger, this guy Paul, and then we found out Paul wasn't a stranger at all. It was her fiancé.
Oh, well, I can tell you why.
Why?
Because her car wouldn't start.
What does that have to do with anything?
She was supposed to get somewhere to meet someone,
Yes.
Well, she called me and told me that her car wouldn't start. Okay,
but,
I couldn't help her. I didn't know where it was.
But, ma'am, in the middle of all of that, she called us to play a radio game.
See, she called to play a radio game pretending that she was a single woman looking for love when, in fact, she's engaged. And she knew that this game that we were playing was kind of for single people, you see.
And then when Paul showed up, she said, oh, here's a guy. He looks okay.
And she pretended that Paul was a total stranger, you see. And we were scammed on this.
Your daughter is a dirty, stinking liar. I'm just telling you that she's a dirty, stinking liar.
We're very upset. We hate to be scammed on our contest.
And when she gets home, I hope that you, her mommy, will tell her that we have discovered that she's a dirty, stinking liar.
This was for ball game tickets?
Yes,
it was for the Monday night football game.
Redskins tickets, Monday night. And if she would have just played the game straight, she could have won.
It's for single people. Yeah, that's why we call it the Highway Love Connection. It's not for people that are already engaged to go to their fiancés because they lie to the disc jockeys, you see.
Well, okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Again, just to repeat, your daughter, dirty, stinking liar.
Okay.
So tell her she doesn't have the tickets when she gets home.
That's fine.
Thank you.
And again, dirty, stinking liar.
Very well.
Possibility of being a streetwalker.
Oh, okay.
That I doubt seriously.
Okay, well, I think I know her better than you.
I doubt it seriously.
Okay, well.
All right, listen. Well, we don't need to pick on Mom for the daughter.
No, we really don't. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I just think I've seen a side of your daughter that maybe you haven't seen.
Possibly.
Yeah, we're very frustrated.
All right, thank you, though.
You're welcome.
She might be pregnant. You might want to look into that. She's gone. All right, she's gone.
Oh, it's not her mom's fault.
I know it's not her mom's
fault. It's Erica's fault.
I know, not the mom, but Mike, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Sometimes it falls very far from the tree.
So listen, being as both those cunnies lied to us.
That means we already gave away the one pair to the guy Bill.
Yeah, we got another pair right now.
Very good.
And if you want to go see the Redskins play the Titans on Monday Night Football, call in to win.
Very good.
Just don't lie.
Don't lie to us.
Be the 100th caller now at 877.
I guess there won't be any reason to lie.
365-3636.
I need this. How would Rob describe Erica?
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob.
Oh, that's right.
Voice cracked on that one,
that's
Rob.
Right. Be the 100th caller now to get your free Redskins tickets, Buzz. Hold on.
You got it.
If you do this, then we'll come back. Rest of the show, news. No more people scamming us. No more Dennis Murphy calls.
That's right.
That's it. Just news when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Sports 1140 KHTK. Your home of the kick.
A wop, bop-a-loop-a, a wop, bam, boom.
Yes, sir.
The lay of the land, my friend. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, since we've been ripped off twice today.
Yeah.
Let's give away another set. Monday Night Football tickets, and here we go. Hello, John and Mike Show.
Yeah, it's Brandy. Am I number 100?
Right.
Yes.
Your name's Randy. You're not lying to us, are you?
No, I'm not.
Randy, where are you from?
I'm from Fort Washington.
Randy, enjoy your tickets for Redskins Monday Night Football.
You are the man, John. You too, Mike.
FedEx Field, Redskins and the Titans.
You are the man.
Monday Night Football. See you
all
there.
All right.
I'll be there doing the pregame show starting at 7.
All right.
On Monday night, Redskins and the Titans. Enjoy, my friend.
I'll see you there, Donnie.
All right. Have a great time at the game, and thank you very much. Let's go to the news now with Buzz, brought to you by GiftBoxesExpress.com.
Uh-huh.
Avoid the hassles of shopping and sending a gift yourself.
Nice box.
Visit GiftBoxesExpress.com. Now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's called Threat Condition Delta. It means, generally, that U.S. forces are on a footing to go to war. And that's the state of our military in and around the Persian Gulf and Turkey this evening. U.S. forces went on this higher state of alert today after the Pentagon said it got what it describes as specific threat. There's the Turkey now.
That's Turkey. That's what they do when they're on alert in Turkey.
The Pentagon won't say what the threats are. In that area, we have 1,100 men and women in the Navy's 5th Fleet alone. $237 billion. That's how much money the federal government had left over in the financial year just ended. It was the third straight year for a surplus, which hasn't happened since the late 1940s. This year's surplus again, $237 billion.
That's a tidy sum, Mr. Bigglesworth.
So that's money we have left over, right?
Right, exactly.
Right. But how come Ken couldn't buy us two hotel rooms?
Because he's extraordinarily cheap, and he's surrounded by red-hot magma.
George W. Bush wants that money to go toward a $1.3 trillion across-the-board tax cut. Al Gore wants targeted tax cuts along with debt reduction and shoring up Social Security.
I used to play with Ken when I was a boy. Said, hello, Ken, it's time for our luge lesson.
The TV show that was hoping to send a winning contestant into space may not be able to do that. The guy who produces Survivor is working on a show for NBC called Destination Mir. After the civilian contestants got their training, one of them would win a trip to the Russian space station. But yesterday, Russian officials announced they're planning on crashing the space station into the ocean come February because of a shortage of money.
That's a great ending for the show.
That's great. We crash into ocean. You lose.
Without the money, the space station's orbit cannot be boosted, and if the orbit isn't elevated, the station would crash to Earth, perhaps in a populated area.
Well, boost my orbit.
That's not good. Russian officials say they'll make a final decision in the next few weeks. They're hoping that private companies will kick in the money needed to keep the station up there.
Yeah, like maybe Pizza Hut. I saw something on TV over the weekend on one of those news magazines about the ridiculous Pizza Hut sign.
Oh, really?
You know, Pizza Hut has paid $300 million to have their logo put on a NASA rocket.
How dumb is that?
And they got all these guys from Pizza Hut, from the advertising community, pat themselves on the back, saying,
good job. First time we spotted a spaceship.
Best time ever for this. I'm thinking, Pizza Hut on a spaceship?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can't see it. You know, who's going to see it?
Moon men.
Moon man.
Really, it's gone.
Right, yeah. Martian.
Right. Exactly. You see it, I guess you see it even at liftoff. You're far away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right.
TV camera might see it.
You never know.
I don't know.
A regional Delta Airlines jet at LaGuardia got bumped by another commercial airliner yesterday. On the ground, a 727 from American Transair clipped the wing of the Delta plane. It happened about 9:15 p.m. and forced both planes to return to their gates.
I can't imagine why that would happen at LaGuardia. It's not really a crowded airport.
No one got hurt, and a Port Authority spokesman calls it a minor accident.
I wouldn't know. I'm not flying in there tomorrow
to go
to the World Series.
We gave our tickets away already, I guess you did.
Because Ken Stevens couldn't come up with hotel rooms. 5 days' notice, couldn't come up with hotel rooms.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ken.
Thanks for nothing.
Thank you. They say the Mafia's code of silence is falling apart these days. Now the acting head of...
What?
Yes, no, it's true, Tony.
The Mafia's code of silence is not working. What are you talking about, Buzz?
Well, there are a lot of similarities here, Tony.
Hey, when's my show going to be back on? March?
Yeah, not like March.
Yes, I would call you.
What?
Yeah, March.
Yeah, right. Okay, I can do the reason.
Now the acting head of a New Jersey mob family is reportedly cooperating with the feds. Vincent Palermo, a.k.a. Vinny Ocean, recently pleaded guilty in a secret deal with prosecutors and is now cooperating with the FBI.
How you doing? It's Vinny Ocean. Vinny Ocean is a good guy. He's a good worker. So is his brother, Billy.
According to sources for the New York Daily News, the paper says this makes Vinny the third boss in recent history to become a government informant.
And his other brother, the disc jockey, Bobby.
Bobby Ocean.
You know, Bobby Ocean in motion.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, Billy Ocean. Yeah, he's good. The Caribbean queen.
Palermo was appointed as one of three captains of the Cavalcante family, while the real boss...
The what family?
The Cavalcante.
The Cavalcante.
The Cavalcante.
Did you say the Cavalcante?
The Cavalcante.
The Cavalcante.
Hey, where's my Cavalcante?
While the real boss, John Riggi, was in prison...
John who?
John Riggi.
Hey, Riggi.
Riggi.
How you doing? I'm from the Cavalcante. How you doing, Riggi?
This is a family all women.
Now, this family, the Cavalcante family...
Cavalcante.
This is the family that was secretly recorded last year talking about the show... How the show Sopranos was based on them.
I'd like,
they believe.
I'd like you to meet the head of the Cavalcante family. Her name is Vicky. She is the mother of TV's Leah Remini. She is head of the Cavalcante family.
Very nice to meet you. Yeah, you're a really brutally honest woman.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, I got something to say.
Hold on.
This is Tony Soprano saying this. Okay, here we go.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, we'll give that one a sponsor.
Right.
That's right.
Third time's a charm.
Egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet, www.egars.com.
Hey, Rob, you know, we could use them from you once in a while. I just like to point that out. You know, we never get those from you. Carrie, give you out that.
You give me out that, mothers.
Get out of a cunte.
Get out of a cunte.
More than two dozen federal marshals, cops, and lawyers have seized thousands of counterfeit Subway Series items in New York.
Yeah, no big whoop.
At the prompting of Major League Baseball, they're out confiscating shirts, hats, and just about anything you can write Subway Series on.
I hope the ones that Ken gave us that we gave away are real.
Yeah. Maybe some World Series jackets, Ken.
Yeah.
At least 80 people were arrested near Yankee Stadium over the weekend. Officials say they know they're barely making a dent in the counterfeiting, but they say it does keep them amused. Quoting one officer, if I had a dollar for every laugh we got, we'd be rich. The confiscated items also include the official Subway rat of the Subway Series. It's a rubber rat with a 2000 label on it.
Any fake hotel rooms that they're finding out about?
Sadly, no.
Okay, thank you. Hold on, Buzz. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Pat. Will you be coming over later?
Oh, yeah, I have to.
Oh?
I'm wearing your underwear.
Offering the audio equivalent of manual relief, the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, listen, Friday, it's what would you eat for a trip to Rome?
Yeah, people are going to be eating all sorts of gross things.
This is what we've got lined up already, and it's only Tuesday. This is coming up for Friday. A guy who's going to eat Dennis Murphy's underpants.
Very good.
A guy who's going to eat five live cockroaches.
Is the guy that's going to eat Dennis Murphy's underpants, is that going to be eating the underpants himself, or is he going to make Dennis Murphy underpants tea?
Pardon me?
Is he going to make underpant tea?
You know, that is open to...
Because I'd sure love to see that. I mean, I'd like to see real boiling water, Dennis Murphy's underwear, put in the boiling water, and then the guy drinks the tea.
Frankly, that was something we discussed after the guy was off the phone.
That's true.
So we'll give him the option of eating the underwear, but we'll tell him that if he drinks the Dennis Murphy underwear tea, the underpants tea, he'd have a better chance of winning.
Yeah, and the tea, you know, and if it looks like real tea, it'll be great.
No sugar in there. You got to drink that black.
Also, a guy who's going to eat two dozen blood-sucking worms.
Yeah, leeches.
A guy who's going to eat veal or lamb brains.
Mm.
A guy who's going to eat a quart of mayonnaise in 5 minutes.
Mayonnaise.
A guy who's going to eat chitlins and then a jar of grape jelly.
For dessert.
A guy who's going to drink a bottle of Tabasco.
Ew.
A guy who's going to eat a cow's tongue. A guy who says he can eat 100 jalapeno peppers in a minute.
Oh my God.
A guy who's going to eat raw liver.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who's going to eat turkey balls. Turkey gonads.
Mm-hmm.
Another guy who called said he's going to eat a live octopus.
Very exciting.
That's
wow.
Something we hadn't had on the air.
I guess not.
A guy who says he's going to eat tissue from a cadaver.
Really?
That's cannibalism. Yes, it is. Well, just eating tissue out of the cadaver.
Well, she bring a whole cadaver in here?
I don't know. Lisa talked to him. And
you didn't get that guy on the air.
No. And a guy who's going to eat dog food out of his wife's ass. That's just some of what we have lined up for Friday.
Yes, sir.
That's what we have just after the first day.
All right. This will be like our version of the Food Network.
We will open the lines again tomorrow and get more of your calls for the trip to Italy we're giving away Friday. Now, right back to Buzz.
Doctors in North Carolina are successfully using robots to do heart surgery.
Robot.
They say it could be cheaper and actually less invasive than conventional open-heart surgery.
Roar!
The new robotic arms are equipped with a tiny camera and miniature surgical devices traveling through incisions that are less than 1 inch long. And instead of replacing valves, these tools can be used to repair valves. Doctors in Greenville say they've operated on 9 patients in the past 6 months, and they say those patients' hospital stays were cut in half.
Oh, that's good news.
And in Greenville. One of the hardest to get items this Christmas will be the Sony PlayStation 2 that comes out on Thursday.
PlayStation.
Don't I know it.
Today, the New York Post did an early review of the new game console and gave it mixed grades, calling it a work in progress. The review says it is smoother and faster than its predecessor, but that the number of games is limited and that it's not a noticeable step up from Sega Dreamcast. The review says PlayStation 2 is compatible with its Sony predecessors, though.
PlayStation.
The console sells for $300. That's with no games or extras. The review says you're actually looking at spending closer to $500, at least for now.
You know, and that's the thing. As someone with a kid who's into it,
right.
and Bart is... You know, I'd like to say he's growing out of the video game thing, but listen, I'm 42 and I'm not grown out.
You're into it, sure.
He's going to be 16 in a couple of months. That's all he wants for Christmas.
Right.
And I've tried to tell him that the graphics are just as good as Dreamcast,
okay.
Right? But that's all he wants. And the thing that pisses me off, and they do this every time a new system comes out,
mm-hmm.
Initially, when they hold back supplies,
right.
They charge, as you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
$300.
Right. Yeah, to gauge it.
Then you got to pay for the controllers.
Mm-hmm. Gouge it, I should
and
say.
You got to pay for the games.
Right.
And then 6 months later, you go to Best Buy to sell the whole goddamn thing, controller, games, everything.
What happened to a nice refrigerator box?
$99.
It worked for us. I loved my nice refrigerator box. I played with it into my early teens. It was fantastic. Could make a fort out of it. It was a stage for my puppet shows. A nice Frigidaire refrigerator box.
That was great.
It's all the toy I needed. Did Jerry Seinfeld get out of jury duty just because he's Jerry Seinfeld?
Sure. Who are these criminals?
The New York Post says he answered his jury summons this week only to have a few quiet words with the judge and then leave. That could not have pleased the other potential jurors who were given a lecture on how important it is that every citizen, no matter how rich or how busy, should do their civic duty.
Hey, he showed up.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that's what he showed up to get out of it.
Yeah, but I mean, he showed up.
Yeah, but you can't get out of it unless you show up.
Right. When one of those jury candidates asked the judge what was up with Seinfeld, the judge answered he had a personal matter he had to attend to.
You're absolutely right, Don. I have to count my cars in the garage I just bought in Manhattan.
Hey, Judge, how are you? What a lovely room this is. Thanks for excusing me. A spokesman for Seinfeld tells the paper that Jerry went to do his civic duty but just wasn't accepted as a juror.
We're all very disappointed with Jerry and with the new Michael Richards show.
Yeah, that's what I hear. No question, the subway version of the World Series is getting gangbuster TV ratings in New York, but whether it's doing so well in the rest of the country depends on your perspective.
No. There's no spin on this.
No?
It's pulling a 40 share in New York,
mm-hmm.
The biggest friggin' thing in the world outside of New York. Nobody cares.
Right. That's pretty much the long and short of it. Nationally, viewership is down by 5% or so compared to last year's series between the Yankees and the Braves on NBC.
The spin that I love hearing on this right. is that, well, the ratings are not that far off mm-hmm. from when the Yankees played the San Diego Padres.
Really?
In 1995.
Yeah, the Padres are that great draw.
Right. Whatever year that was.
Right.
I mean, please, who wants to watch the San Diego Padres play?
I mean, I'm happy for New York. It's a great subway series, but that's right. I think the rest of the country may be a little jealous.
Yeah. Let's go Mets.
It appears that Pee Wee Herman is headed back to television. Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and Don just said, let's go Mets.
I still think my team's going to prevail, the team that I have picked to win in the World Series. I'm not afraid to say it. Let's go Mets.
Uh-huh.
Piazza, that Hawaiian dude who predicted that the Mets was going to win in five.
It should be a good night for El Duque.
Let's do it.
I think El Duque is going to have a good night tonight.
Let's beat that pussy Roger Clemens.
Ah, I wish you wouldn't say that about Roger. It appears Pee Wee Herman's headed back to TV.
You can't really work it up, can you?
No.
Why didn't you pick the Mets? I gave you
because
the
I really thought the Yankees were going to win, and I still do. And obviously, so far I'm right. Mm-hmm. The Yankees have, I think, the better just because they're more experienced. I think they got a better chance of winning.
Oh, here's your song. Oh, no, we're just moving into Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, okay. Well, he can never be Pee Wee again, of course, because of the Florida porn theater incident 9 years ago.
Nah.
But Paul Rubens...
Roger Clemens.
Paul Rubens has the gig as host of the TV version of a CD-ROM game called You Don't Know Jack.
Throw your bat, Mr. Clemens!
The show comes from Letterman's former producer Robert Morton and will air on ABC.
I don't hear you, Francis. Yeah, but like to me. Dan.
The show is described as more comedy than game, and the shooting schedule will allow Rubens to continue making movies. He has another one coming out soon with Johnny Depp and Penelope Cruz.
Pee Wee Herman. I nailed it.
You nailed it.
A man can take you anything. Okay, one more buzz. We gotta go.
A mother in Akron, Ohio, accidentally drove her minivan over the head of her 10-year-old boy. The amazing part is...
That's not funny.
He's going to be okay. between the pile of leaves in which he was hiding and the soft earth beneath his head, he avoided serious injury.
Mommy!
He was treated for a bruise on his face and then released.
That's nice.
Doctors say the boy's mother was badly shaken. Quoting one...
Buzz, hold on, excuse me. The boy who was driven over by the car, his head.
Oh, he must be feeling better.
He's on the phone.
Oh, that's great.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, how's your head?
It's not feeling good.
Really? Your mother drove over your head?
Yeah.
Does it make you want to roar?
Got too excited. We lost him.
Perhaps there was some damage after all.
I guess so.
The boy's mother was badly shaken. Quoting one of the doctors, she was in a lot worse shape than he was.
Yeah, well, that's obvious by that phone call.
That's funny.
Thank you, Buzz, for the news and comment.
You bet.
Time now for a call 100 prize package selected especially for you.
Nah.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Please do, because the chit-chat, a-hole.
God damn it. Right. The Don and Mike Show.
On tomorrow's episode, we're going to find out if my brother's still alive after maybe spending the night at Charlie's house in Portland, Maine.
I sincerely hope he doesn't enjoy the tranquil, peaceful sleep of the dead.
Also tomorrow, Chuck Stossel, the mother chucker, will be here to read his jail mail. And we'll do more of What Would You Eat for a trip to Rome. And tomorrow on the show, we'll be talking to the people who won our World Series tickets.
Yes.
In New York make sure that they get the car and the hot dog and everything that Kendall Lyon promised to us.
Maybe throw in some souvenirs.
And now, once again, here is Guy Birdley.
In sports, Mets outfielder Jay Payton says, I don't believe anybody in here is giving up. The Mets are 2 games down from the Yankees as the Subway Series continues tonight with Game 3 at Shea Stadium.
Must win for the Mets tonight.
That's right. Roger Clemens was fined but not suspended for throwing a broken bat at the Mets' Mike Piazza. Clemens beamed Piazza with a pitch back in July, and there have been hard feelings ever since.
I don't think he should have even been... I can't.
Of course he should have been fined.
Of course he should have been shot.
Now, Major League Baseball won't officially say...
Guy's a dick.
They won't officially say how big the fine is, but a source inside the league tells the Associated Press the fine is $10,000.
Yes, he is.
$10,000, please.
Bet your ass.
Why don't you fine him his IQ? $20.
Hey! I'm Roger Clemens. I'm sorry. It's the heat of the battle. I got a temper.
Hey, Piazza, have some wood?
He gave Piazza the wood.
Baltimore Orioles third baseman Cal Ripken has started talks on what could be his last contract. Owner Peter Angelos.
That's right. I hope, really, that the O's keep Cal in town for as long as he plays baseball.
Owner Peter Angelos has 15 days after the last game of the World Series to sign the Iron Man.
Mr. Angelos, don't let Cal become a free agent. I'll tell you, I won't like that at all.
If he isn't signed by then, he could file for free agency for the first time in his career.
Don, I'm going to have bumper stickers printed up. Keep Cal in town. I think Cal should play quarterback for the reason. I think Cal would be a great quarterback. He's a gifted natural athlete. He sure is. Don't let him go, Mr. Angelos.
Cal's played in the majors for 20 years.
Keep Cal in town.
He said,
keep Cal in town.
He'd consider playing through the 2002 season.
And I want to say hi to Stan Stovall with the hair lip on Channel 2. Hello, Stan.
I love your knees.
Finally, when a football team is 0-6 and it's been outscored by its opponents 285-5, can things get any worse? Yes, they can.
Mount Ida.
That's right. Mount Ida College in Newton, Massachusetts.
I remember Mount Ida. They suck since I was 16 years old.
Well, they still suck.
Why are you still talking with the Baltimore accent?
I don't know, Don. I just like to. Go Mount Ida. They'd be better if Cal was on their team.
That's
and
true.
Remember, keep Cal in town.
Well, this tiny Division III school, Mount Ida, in Newton, Massachusetts, doesn't have enough healthy players left to field the team for its next scheduled game against Brockport State in New York. Mount Ida started the season with fewer than 30 players. It's now down to just 22 after losing 4 more to injuries in last week's 56-0 loss to Keene College.
I like your sister school.
Yes.
Or
Ida.
Or Ida.
Mm-hmm. Or Ida. Very good.
Great fries.
You're king of the Idas.
Only 6 of the remaining 22 are linemen. Under NCAA rules, the Brockport State game will go down as a no contest rather than a forfeit.
Very good.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Got to go. No. Just a friendly reminder, you can see Rob Spielak Monday night at FedEx Field for the Redskins and the Titans. Dress in your favorite Halloween costume. Go to the special Halloween Haunted House located between stadium gates D and E between 6 and halftime at the best adult costume.
Oh.
With two tickets round to advance there and hotel accommodations to Phoenix to see the Redskins play the Cardinals on November 5th. Our thanks to Budweiser, the official beer of Major League Baseball, for giving us the tickets to the World Series that Ken obviously got for free.
Thank you.
Which we could not use and that we gave away today. Back tomorrow with a new episode. Time now for a call number 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right.
Yay!
Yes, you are. Hi, what's your name?
Jess.
Jess, where are you from?
Wichita, Kansas.
Jess, you want a DVD copy of From Russia with Love, the ultimate
right.
James Bond collection, now available on VHS and special edition DVD. Six classic 007 titles now available. Please enjoy your free movie.
Thank you. I love you guys.
I love you more. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Thanks.
That's it. We got to go back tomorrow with the all-new episode. Stand by in Washington, D.C. for our friends, the Sports Junkies, and in New York, it's Ron and Fez.
Hey!
That's it. We got to go. See you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie.
J.D.
Throw that off of his head of the air. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might make it after all.
I suppose I've let you down again.
J.D. We will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.